And we are live from historic Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Proudly brings you the Reading Colt 45s as they take on the Fairfield Indians. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hanson, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be as we have reached the true Reading summer. It has been 108 degrees today, the perfect kind of day to stay in, eat a popsicle, watch the movies, or better yet, go to the ocean, go to Siskiyou County before coming back and enjoying a game of baseball. Tonight's starting lineups, batting first for the Colt 45s. At first base is Kyle Norton, and then batting second will be Dusty Vela. Batting third will be Patrick Fregosa, the designated hitter, and then batting fourth is Noah Young in left field. And we'll give you the rest of the starting lineup as we take it over to the Sandlot Sound Machine, who will perform the national anthem. To enter this game with a record of 17-6 as they took down the Indians yet in yesterday's game 9-5 once again with the starting lineups. Batting first will be Kyle Norton at first base, followed by Dusty Vela batting second at second base. Batting third will be Patrick Fregosa, the designated hitter, and then batting fourth is Noah Young in left field. Batting fifth and getting the start at third base tonight is Mason Johnson, followed by Jeremy Giesig, batting sixth in right field. Batting seventh is Brett Dingus at shortstop, and then batting eighth will be Mason Cassingham at catcher. And then batting ninth is Giacomo Crosetti in center field with Skylar Goddard on the mound. And so the Reading Colt 45s able to bounce back today or yesterday after winning last night's ball game 9-5, and of course getting the win yesterday was Dylan Cabral, the left-hander, who went 7 innings, allowed 4 earned runs, and again for him it was just about going as long as they could go, and for Cabral he was able to go 7 innings, get the win, and just a very solid all-around outing. And so let's see what Goddard can do as he will take the ball. Really works off his breaking stuff, curveball, slider, and change. Just a player who works with plenty of junk, as Coach Bob Anderson would call it. And so the Colt 45s looking for another productive start from one of their pitchers. And again, we have to mention Noah Young, who made the play of the game last night with runners at second and third, took a double off the wall, rifled the throw in from left field, too hot to Mason Cassingham, who made a quick tag and to get the out. And again, it was just one of those plays during last night's game that really gave the Colt 45s the momentum. And again, for the Colt 45s, who did a good job as well, getting on base, drawing 4 walks, 7 hits, 9 runs. And so again for the Culver Divides. It's just about consistency. Can they keep it going after getting swept by the Medford Robes this past Tuesday through Thursday and trying to make it two in a row against the Indians? Batting first for the Indians in left field is Rayshon Preece, and then followed by J.P. Webster batting second in right field. Batting third will be Zion Judkins at first base, and then Jalen Edmonds will bat fourth, playing third base. Batting fifth is Eric Thomas in center field, and then batting sixth will be Victor Vega at second base. At shortstop, batting seventh is Ben Seitz. He's got a very active arm, and you'll be able to hear about it in the action tonight. And then batting eighth will be Ivory Jones at designated hitter. And then batting ninth will be Iman O'Leary with Josh Fairchild on the mound after playing catcher in last night's game. And so the two managers who are meeting, and now we'll see as the managers separate. And so the umpires go to their positions. The Indians going to wear blue uniforms with a red Indians logo in front and red numbers on the front and back. And the Colt 45 is going to wear their traditional black or white jerseys with black numbers, a black pinstripe with a yellow sleeve around the under the armpit. And so we'll see what the Colt 45 can do. Can they get off to a sharp start, both offensively and defensively? Defensively, it was a bit of a struggle, at least for the first couple of innings, a couple of errors that led to a four-run second, but then it was smooth sailing, only allowing one run between the third and the concluding ninth. And so as the fans filter in what was a very hot day here, but still plenty of action. In fact, guess who came into town? None other than Super Bowl champion from the Kansas City Chiefs, wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. It was great to see one of the pros out there, one of the elite wide receivers in the game, come out and really give these players, our local players, some tips. And he wasn't just a guy that was sitting in the background. Oh, no, he was out there doing drills, running routes, even playing some defensive back, offering tips. And it was just great to see a player of that caliber to come on out today. And he did it as a nice little token to his buddy, Soma Vanuoku, who is originally from Eureka but moved to Reading and runs Pro Athletics. And so for Cassingham, he will throw down, and it'll be Rayshon Preece to lead things off. And of course, we got to give always a shout out to our skipper in the studio, the incomparable, the talented Tyler Chapman. How's it going, Tyler? Are you feeling good today?
I'm feeling excellent, ready to rock and roll. Let's go do this. Another victory tonight. All right,
let's go. Amen, brother. Let's do this. Here we go. Here's the pitch. First pitch from Goddard is swung on high, chopper to third. Having to leap up is Johnson. He gloves it, throws the first, and there's quickly one away. Nice play for Johnson as that sun was beating right on his eyes, and fortunately he's wearing shades, so he was able to see the ball a lot cleaner, able to jump off of 2 feet, snag the ball on the high chop out of the air, and make a strong throw to first. And so one pitch, one away, and that will bring up J.P. Webster. And so J.P. Webster from Contra Costa College swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 the count. And so
NGI.com.
If you're tackling a window, door, or siding project, caulking is one of the final but all-important steps that you need to take to seal up any gaps so your home remains watertight and protected.
That's right. The caulk has to stop drafts from getting past the siding and driving up your utility bills. Now, if the caulk doesn't stick or it dries out, it can let rain into the exterior wall, causing leaks and even mold.
And that's why it's really important to use a caulk that can stand up to fierce weather like wind-driven rain, scalding hot summer temperatures, and below zero winters. The new AMP Window, Door, and Siding Hybrid Sealant by DAP is designed to do just that.
It's ideal around door frames, siding, and windows, and AMP sealants can also be applied on wet or damp surfaces, as well as in extreme temperatures. Plus, AMP sealants offer excellent UV resistance and are backed by a lifetime guarantee.
AMP hybrid sealants retail for $9.98 and are available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com. Real stone coatings never looked this good. Terrazzo products from Dice Coatings can change the look of your tile, vinyl, linoleum, masonry, and concrete surfaces. The 7 pre-mixed colors sparkle with fine grades of decorative granite. The all-weather stone coatings shine indoors and outside. Terrazzo resists freeze-thaw conditions, mold, mildew, and even hot tire pickup, so add it to your patio, in the bathroom, or even the garage. Just roll on your colorful new Terrazzo finish. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy summer, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the warm weather wherever you live. We are here as well, and we are ready to help you with your home improvement projects.
Dan, you've got The Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a screen porch on the back of my house. It has a tin roof, and it gets extremely hot in the summer. So hot that it just radiates heat down. I was wondering, is there something I can put on that tin roof to deflect the heat that comes from the sun?
Yeah, I bet that metal roof gets super hot. What you can do, Dan, is you can apply a radiant barrier. It's like a paint, and there's different types. There's aluminum colored radiant barrier. There's white. There's a product called Sun Shield that you find at Home Depot. That's a radiant barrier, and it's often used not only on porches, it's even used on RVs. So this will be applied right to the top of the roof, and this will help reflect some of the UV radiation back off the roof so it won't all absorb, and that'll make you a bit more comfortable under that roof in the summer. When the sun's full bore like that, it'll help to bounce some of that heat back off again.
All right, now we're going to chat with Sally, who's dealing with an issue with the window. We're seeing a lot of fogging up. What's going on?
Well, I have two very large double-pane windows. They're like big picture windows. And they have...
It is Frassetti to make the catch, and that ends the inning. So sorry about the technical difficulties as this heat wave is impacting our equipment, but we're back live. We're heading to the bottom of the first as the Reading Colt 45s are coming up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTNR.
Hi, Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the first inning, and glad you could join us here. Sorry about the technical difficulties, as the hot weather has really made things a little bit difficult for our electronics connecting to the game. But the Colt 45s, despite a J.P. Webster double, were able to get a strikeout from Goddard on Zion Judkins, and then a fly out to center by Jalen Edmonds. So Kyle Norton will lead things off, followed by Dusty Vela and then Patrick Fregoso. Such a weird day just because of how hot it was. I mean, we literally went from being spring and gorgeous and 70s, 80s with some days with weather to now your typical Reading summer, which can affect both the brains and the electronics. And so, bottom of the first is I literally have our, well, let's just say I'm talking to ice right now to try to keep things cool. So here is Kyle Norton. So Norton will be followed by Dusty Vela, and this brings us to a bit of some interesting baseball history, as on this day in 1859, the first college baseball game was played, and it's not what you think. Here's the pitch to Norton, swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play. 0-1 the count, and again, just the majesty of baseball and its oddities, and it was really, you know, before the 1880s when it really became a more universal game as far as the rules. The 0-1 pitch is taken high for ball one. One ball and one strike. So it was played between Williams and Amherst, two schools on the East Coast, and Amherst located in Massachusetts. 1-1 pitch taken inside for ball two, and that hit the umpire on his right foot. And that didn't feel good. Two balls and one strike to count as Josh Fairchild, who caught last night, is the pitcher. Fairchild, heel set. 2-1 pitch is delivered just a little low for ball three. So three balls and one strike, look like a lukewarm two-seamer running to the inside of Norton. Fairchild, he'll wind and fire. The 3-1 pitch is taken high for ball four. And so the Colt 45s are aboard to bring up Dusty Vela.
Norton draws a walk, bringing to the plate second baseman number 5, Dusty Vela.
And so for Vela, who enters the game hitting .357. Part of this team that really has utilized contact and gaps. So pitch is taken for a strike, and taking off for second is Norton, and he'll beat it without a throw. So for Norton, who continues to steal bases. Very hard to catch him. 6'5", but very springy and athletic. 0-1 pitch taken way upstairs for ball one.
Just a bit outside.
So that fastball and coming out of the crowd to get it is O'Leary. Here's Fairchild. He'll wind and fire the 1-1 pitch upstairs for ball two. So for Fairchild, he's throwing at a sidearm angle, but almost like everything that he's just throwing is just up. I'm not sure if it's just his release, whether he's coming in a little bit too early or too late, but missing consistently high. 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball that swung on and fouled back. And so two balls and two strikes for the Fairfield Indians, founded all the way back in 1978. Deucing a couple of draft picks, but no official starters yet. Colt 45s trying to still find their first big leaguer as well. 2-2 pitch inside, and it hits Vela on the butt back. So for Vela, who gets hit on the soft part, is gluteus maximus, as the anatomy teachers would say. And so for Fairchild, who is struggling with his command to start, he is walked Norton, hit Vela, and now here is Fragoso. So now here is Fragoso.
Number 8,
Patrick Fragoso. The pitch to Fragoso. That's a curveball that's buttered low for ball one. One ball and no strikes account, and so the Colt 45s, being ever so patient, using the nine-ball technique taught by Bob Anderson, look for nine pitches. You know you can hit it and do exactly what Fragoso. There's he drives one into right field, right in and out of the glove of right fielder J.P. Webster, and to third goes Norton, and so for Fragoso, who hit it hard, but Webster was right there. It was in his glove, and he just dropped it. And so, with the bases loaded, here is Noah Young. And so for Fragoso, who is on base on the error in right field, but gotta at least give him some credit for hitting a line drive as well. That is anywhere that Webster is, and that is definitely a double. So 0-1 the count. Norton at third, Vela at second, Fragoso at first, and Noah Young trying to bring home some runs. And now stepping off is Fairchild. So glad you could join us. And again, you know, talking with some of these players about their techniques, obviously you got to drink plenty of water. Oh, and pitch is a slider that breaks outside, trying to find that hard outside corner. Is Fairchild. So for Fairchild, in a little bit of trouble here. No off, bases loaded. 1-1 pitch inside. And so again, we've seen curve, two seam, slider. That's the mix of Fairchild. The pitch taken inside for ball three. So two seam. Fastball there, and so for Fairchild, the lonely man out there. And again, not easy when you're out in that heat, trying to grip the ball when your fingers are sweaty. That's something that Dylan Cabral talked about yesterday. Here's the 3-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. The throw to second for one is in time. 4-6 put out. One run comes in Norton, and it's 1-0 Colt 45. So for Noah Young, who manufactures a run. 6-4 fielder's choice.
Third baseman, number 10.
And now here is Mason Johnson. And so for Johnson, who, again, just talking about his goals, wanting to become a more consistent defensive player. Made some good plays during the year. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a straight four-seam fastball there. And count his own one. Again, it's been such an interesting season for the Colt 45s because at times you see them make defensive plays that you're wondering, you're like, how do they do that? And then, though, there's some days where they'll miss. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Throw to second. Not in time. Stealing second. Is Fragoso. So with Vela at third. The Fairfield Indians trying to. And now we're going to have a discussion over there with. That is Coach Robert Searcy. So for Searcy, having a discussion about the bases. He was ejected in yesterday's game over the play at home where Cassingham was able to make a quick tag. But for Searcy, a lot calmer today. That's good. It's good to be calm. 0-2, meanwhile, to Johnson. Fairchild. He'll set the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is looped into right field. Under it, fighting the sun, making the catch. And right is Webster. Tagging up and scoring is Vela, and it's now 2-0 Colt 45s. So Mason Johnson with a sacrifice fly. So almost like yesterday's game, how the Colt 45s scored two runs in the first inning without any hits. But just using
right fielder, number 29.
Their patience, yeah. Not swinging at anything out of their zone. Getting some fortune, too, with Fragoso now at third. Now here's, not Fragoso. At third is Johnson. At third is Noah Young. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken way upstairs for Fairchild. So for Fairchild, having a little bit of wild child in him right now. He's already hit a man, walked a player. Fairchild, heel set. Whip and fire. The 0-1 pitch is a slider delivered away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Two ways you can throw that. Throw that slider. Try to work it outside to right-hander or left-hander or try to jam them. 2-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three. So a 3-1 count for Josh Fairchild trying to minimize the damage here. Already trailing 3-1. Or 2-0. 3-1 the count to Jeremy Giesig. Fairchild, he'll set the 3-1 pitch. Straight fastball in the outside corner for a strike. So full count, the Colt 45s ahead 3-2. And a pretty good crowd here, all things considered. After this hot day, the weather starting to cool down with each minute, making it nice and comfortable for the fans watching. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high drive into deep left field, going back near the track at the wall, making the grab. is Rashawn Kreese for the catch, and that ends the inning. So Jeremy Giese gives it a ride, but flies out to left field. The Colt 45's able to play two on a walk, a hit by pitch, an error in right field, and then a sacrifice fly by Mason Johnson. Two runs on no hits, a man left, and at the end of one, the Colt 45's lead the Fairfield Indians 2-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. You can also catch us on Free Fire Radio, and tonight's broadcast is proudly sponsored by Lux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lux Landscape Supply.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horse hide spear, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, DiMaggio, we like you,
white-eyed. Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the second, 1-1 pitch is grounded by Eric Thomas, stopped by Norton, who makes the put out at first, and so there's quickly one away to bring up Victor Vega. And so glad, again, you can all join us, whether you're listening from Alaska or all the way to the East Coast. Here's Vega. He swings and flies one into right field. Very playable for Jeremy Giese. He'll make the catch. And so for Skylar Goddard, being very effective and efficient with his pitches, just four pitches in, and there's two away.
Shortstop, number one, Ben Seitz.
And now here is Ben Seitz. And so for Seitz, who again, a very active arm, the left-handed hitting, right-handed thrower, takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Goddard, who is one of the more playful guys that you'll meet on this team, talked about him and some of his favorite holidays and is a fan of Halloween. Said that one year he dressed up as Darth Vader and, you know, we were talking about some of our favorite Halloween costumes. Here's the 1-1. Pitch changeup swung on, grounded to second. Stopped by Vela. He'll throw across his body to first. Not in time. Tough play for Vela fighting the sun. That ball was hit very hard to his right side and was able to get a glove on it before it rolled into right field. Was able to then stop, pick it up, and then tried to throw across his body. But a little bit too difficult of a play to make, and so aboard with the single is Ben Seitz. And so with two out, here is Ivory Jones. The pitch to Jones, taking in the dirt for ball one, and a look to first. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, grounded to third. Oh, sliding play by Johnson in front. The throw to first in time. Oh, what a beautiful piece of poetry out at third base by Mason Johnson. The hard grounder, and he was able to shove it backhanded, go from his feet, makes the throw, and to end the inning. So the Colt 45s showing some good defense here on this Saturday night, day night. No runs, one hit, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 2-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
100 years.
Yep. Bottom of the second inning we go, and it'll be Brett Dingus to lead things off. He'll be followed by Mason Cassingham and then Giacomo Crescetti. So it's very interesting to note how in 1859, the game of baseball was played between Amherst and Williams. I mean, legend has it that Abner Doubleday was the man that invented the game, but no physical proof exists. However, it was written in the paper and it was chronicled. Williams and Amherst. Here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. And could you believe it? The first baseball game in college history had 25 innings. And so we'll let you try to figure out what? What's he talking about? Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on and lined into center field for a base hit. And so for Brett Dingus, he is aboard. The man out of Murphy's Murrow, Tennessee, barreling up some contact and driving it into straight center.
Now batting. Catcher number 2, Mason Cassingham.
And so, and in a way, it was almost kind of like how modern day cricket is played. You know, they're really, I mean, there's a field and there's a boundary, but that boundary is really, there's no real foul territory in cricket. Pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And there were no balls. So you could go into this game and, you know, folks want to talk about, well, how fast the game is. 1-0 pitch is taken high. The throw to second, not in time. Dingus with the stolen base. So imagine playing a baseball game without any balls. You could just continue to throw and continue to throw and continue to throw until you got the guy out. Two and oh the count. Mason Cassingham, who swings this one down the third base side, and that is foul and out of play. Two balls and one strike the count. And here's another funky rule to add to that. If you had a base runner that wasn't on a stationary base and he was in the base pads, you could take the ball and peg him with it.
Huh. Yep.
You can just take the ball and peg him with it, just like you're playing kickball in the sand lot, Tyler.
Yeah, that's you talk about that old game Rounders, right?
Yeah, well, that's what it was. But it was just, it was an old game of Rounders, but with a variation of it, and that's literally how we came up with baseball. It was founded on the game originally founded in Great Britain, and, well, thus we have the game of baseball. Two balls and two strikes account. Here's a 2-2 pitch swung on, lifted behind home plate and foul. Out of play. Two and two. To Cassingham, the 2-2 pitch. That is a changeup that stays up like a soap bubble for ball three. So three balls and two strikes in for Fairchild, trying to keep this game manageable, allowing the leadoff single to Brett Dingus, who is now at second. 3-2. Here's the 3-2 hit, straight fastball inside for ball four. And so Cassingham is aboard, and now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So we have at least one omission from Giacomo Crosetti himself, who told the story wrong. Frankie Crosetti is not his grandfather, but it is his great-great-uncle.
Okay, it's still close enough.
But it still counts, though, right, Tyler? He's still related to him.
Absolutely. That's still some blood. He's still got Yankee blood in him.
Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. Two-seamer there. Own one. Here's Fairchild. He'll set. Whip and fire. There goes Dingus. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. So a little bit of some hit and run action there for the Colt 45s trying to extend this lead.
You have numbers to crunch.
Currently 102 degrees in the ballpark. So definitely bring a mister. Fairchild looking into his catcher, O'Leary. Here's the 0-2 pitch. 14 fastball taken for strike three, and down goes Crosetti. And so for Crosetti, who gets caught looking.
Now batting. First baseman, number 25, Kyle Norton.
And with one away, here is Kyle Norton. So Norton trying to get aboard. Walked to lead off the game. Fairchild, he'll set. Whip and fire. First pitch is a changeup that's taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Fairchild sets, looks at second, and a look. So, yeah, talking about some history, 25 innings, and only one out was required to end the inning. So I guess you could say, well, 25 innings, one out does shorten things up a little bit.
Only by two outs. So,
huh?
Only by two outs.
What'd you say?
I said just by two outs.
Just by two outs, right. Yeah, so, but again, though, it was played 45 years before the first College Baseball World Series was played. 2-0 pitch, and we're going to get a balk call on Fairchild. So the home plate umpire says that Fairchild never came set. And so, for Fairchild, who had his glove high, but he never came down to his chest and came set, and that's what the home plate umpire is illustrating. So the Colt 45s take a base. To third goes Zingas. To second goes the pinch runner for Cassingham. Here's the 2-1 pitch, missing low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. O'Leary thought he had himself a strike right there. Looked like a slider that missed at the knees. 3-1. 3-1 pitch delivered for a strike. So, Rounders in the first game that was ever played in 1859. And mind you, that was also, strangely enough, before the Civil War. 3-2 pitch, swung on, hard ground ball up the middle for a base hit. In comes Dingus. In comes Cassingham, who doesn't need a pinch runner for him. A 2-run single for Kyle Norton, and it's 4-0 in favor of the 45s. So just a good piece of crisp hitting. Nothing too stylish or fancy about it. Just take a 2-strike pitch and hit a line drive. And now here's Dusty Vela, who is hit by a pitch. And there goes Norton. The throw to second, not in time. And it's going to get into center field. Norton thought about taking third, and instead retreats back. So for Kyle Norton, he just heard the sound of the Roadrunner, and definitely not a far hyperbole to say the least. Second stolen base for Norton on the day. And now he's going to take third, and now Norton is caught up in a pickle. And then the ball is dropped by the shortstop, and Norton is back in second. Wow. Boy, that wasn't good.
That's a Bugs Bunny baseball right there, buddy.
That was Bugs Bunny without Michael Jordan. If the Monstars were to come through, ooh, here's a good question. Who would be the Monstars? Oh, here we go. So if you were to put together a Monstars baseball team, you'd obviously have to have Shohei Ohtani as the pitcher slash he'd be the leader of the Monstars. Well, the person that would take his skills, pitches swung on and fouled away. That needs to happen. Why not a baseball Monstars game?
I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Bryce Harper in there. He'd be a good Monstar.
Yeah. You gotta have Bryce Harper there. See, though, I feel like because there was only five Monstars, you could only have five, and then you'd have to have, like, four, like, I don't know, zombies.
You know, Randy Johnson was a Monstar, you know?
Yeah.
The big unit, for sure.
Oh, on tick, swung on. That ball is lifted into left field. Very playable. Under it is Rayshon Preece. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. So Vela with a long fly out. Gosh, now we're on something. So we got Harper, we got Shohei. Oh yeah, you gotta put Mookie Betts in there.
Your boy.
You gotta put Mookie in there. I'm not sure though. I don't think it'd be fair to steal one Dodger because in the movie, the original Space Jam, we're not talking about the one by LeBron.
Yeah.
Let's just leave that on HBO Max for the 6-year-olds to watch. We're talking about. The original Space Jam. Talking about some filth theory here. Here's Patrick Fregoso. It is hot. Here's the pitch to Fregoso. Taken high for ball one. 1-0. Holding at second is Norton. So here we go. So we got Mookie. We got Shohei. We got Bryce Harper.
I feel like Mike Trout should be in there, but he's another Angel.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, Mike Trout, there you go. Yeah,
Aaron
you gotta
Judge
have Mike Trout.
And Aaron Judge, those are Monstars.
Two outfielders, you got a pitcher, and then who else did we say?
It was Shohei, it was Mookie, Mike Trout.
Oh yeah, and Bryce Harper. Oh yeah, so we have to include a fielder. Here's the one kid swung on. Actually, no, wait. We're gonna get a full nine. So we got our outfield, we got our pitcher. We need a catcher, and I would say right now, I'm going JT Realmuto. I'd like to go with my man Will Smith, but JT Realmuto is the guy.
He is the guy. I think so.
He is the guy. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken high for ball two. So we got Realmuto, and then you got to go Nolan Arenado at third base.
Absolutely.
There you go. Second base, very, very debatable right now.
Who's the guy who's hitting 400? Isn't he a second baseman for the Marlins?
2-2 pitch swing. Oh, comebacker. That's bounced off of the glove of Fairchild. Fairchild recovers, throws underhand, and that ends the inning in a 1-3 putout. As the Colt 45s, though, are able to strike with two runs in the second on a two-run single up the middle by Kyle Norton. That brings in Brett Dingus and Mason Cassingham. Two runs on two hits, a man left, and at the end of two innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 4-0.
In my dreams, I see myself hitting a baseball in a green field somewhere near a freeway. I'm all tanning, smiling, and running from third base. And it's hard and the kids keep on playing the driving game.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the third inning we go as Skylar Goddard has worked a clean two innings to the top of the third. And here is Iman O'Leary, who takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the counts. Leary kicking at the dirt. Goddard whips, and he'll fire the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced to third. Up with it is Norton. He'll take care of business, such as the bag. And there's quickly one away to bring up Rayshon Preece. So we're bringing up the movie Monstars and thinking of our own Monstars team. I guess you have to put Jose Altuve in there.
Yeah, you really probably should.
I'm sorry, that's my bias as a Dodger fan. And not as an unfair Dodger fan, by the way. Just the fact that, well, we all know the Astros.
Oh, man, we don't want to talk about the Astros.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. We're not going to talk about the Astros. But, yeah, I guess Altuve is on there. So, and then at first base, I'd go Goldschmidt.
I was going to say Goldschmidt or maybe Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, Goldschmidt or Freddie Freeman. But I think the rule is you only get one player per team. So
unless you're the Angels.
Huh?
Unless you're the Angels, you got Otani and.
Here's the thing, man. You're not taking Trout off the list, and you're sure as heck not going to take Shohei off there. It's just not going to happen. 1-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Rayshon Preece. And now here is JP Webster.
And the pizza was good.
So here is Webster, who doubled as the second batter. He will take a curveball that's dropped on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Very good command being shown by Goddard today. He'll whip and fire the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball. Check swing. Did he go? And he broke the wrist for strike two. So for Skyler Goddard in his bucket right now, or no, I said that 21st Century Slang wrong. How do the kids say it? He's in his bag. Here's the 0-2 hit. Curveball taken away for ball one.
So we're just missing a shortstop. I got the lineup for you almost.
Yeah, we're missing a shortstop. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt for ball two. So while we're finding a shortstop, who's coming in to save the Looney Tunes in baseball? It has to be a player who is recently retired, has star quality, and can still play the game if he were to come out of retirement.
Ken Griffey Jr.
See, I'm wearing his jersey, but Ken Griffey's like 50 years old.
You know he can still hit.
You know he can still hit, but bro, it's a five-tool game. You need him to steal bases for you.
That's
3-2 the count to Webster. Here's Goddard. He will wind and fire the 3-2 pitch. Slider swung on him. It's just
Alex
three
Rodriguez.
Down goes Webster. And we can't go Lindor because Lindor is on a season-long slump. No runs, no hits. We go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45 is ahead of the Fairfield Indians 4-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
The man and Bobby Pella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the third inning, and it is the general manager of the Reading Fantasy Baseball League. It is our very own Tyler Chapman with Chappie's Hot Corner. What do you have for us today, Tyler?
This is Tyler Chapman at KCNR Studio in downtown Reading, and this is Chappie's Hot Corner. We're just over halfway through the Colt 45 season, and the team is truly finding its identity. For better and for worse, we know who this team is now. On the positive side, the Colt 45s are extremely effective at the plate. The team has walked more times than it has struck out. The Colt 45s are averaging over 10 runs a game and has more than its share of long balls. Defensively, the Colt 45s can make some very tough plays look very easy. And on the mound, the Reading is very effective mixing speed and location to keep the visitors off balance. There are some negatives, though, the most glaring of which is the defense, which can be downright sloppy sometimes, with errant throws and missed times attempting to play at the ball being a recurring issue for the club. The next most glaring issue is the execution on the base path. Reading has run itself out of far too many innings this year, with wide turns around bases and poorly executed steal attempts. Finally, the pitching staff is far too often giving the other teams rallies for free by hitting batters and walking batters as well, more than once in an inning often. This is a winning ball club, and the sum of its parts are better than its flaws, to be sure. It'll be interesting to see how the club continues to develop over the home stretch. Back to you, Ethan.
Thanks for that, Chappie. Good analysis there, as always. And now here is Mason Johnson.
Third baseman, number 10, Mason Johnson.
So Johnson up to bat after a leadoff single by Noah Young. So Young at first. Fairchild looking in. He'll come to his set. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Man, Johnson swung on a pitch that was at the moon. So that was a slider that missed its spot, and he chased after it as it rose above his eyes. 0-2. Young at first. And it's just a look, so. Meanwhile, we're going to have a timeout called, and for Bob Anderson, he is going to go out and have an argument and argue about a balk. Fairchild with a grin on his face. And again, the rule of when you're trying to pick off a batter, you have to step off the rubber before you can make the move. 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. Throw to first is in time. As Johnson was going on the straight steal, didn't have an opportunity to try to get the double play. So for Johnson, he grounds out. Young is at second, and then here's Jeremy Giesig.
Now batting right fielder, number 29, Jeremy Giesig.
And so for Jeremy Giesig, who hit a long fly ball into left field, his first at bat in the first inning, Giesig takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes account. Here's another little quip. In 1916, Honus Wagner became the, I believe, here's the 1-0 pitch. Oh, my goodness. That is so hilarious. I got to tell you what was just texted to me. Two balls and no strikes. We're going to segue from Honus Wagner a little bit to report that Easton Waterman, the head coach of the Macon Bacon, an Enterprise graduate, was thrown out of the game tonight. That is too funny. 2-0 pitch swung on, grounded hard into right field. 4-base hit. Young is going to wave from third to home. He'll score an RBI single for Jeremy Giesig. And it's 5-0 Colt 45. So it was so weird because I'm doing a story about the Macon Bacon and for Easton. And talking with his dad, John Waterman, who was a long-time baseball coach, coaches still as an assistant at the high school level, helps out at Shasta College. And he talked about last week, pitches taken high for ball one and stealing second is Giesig. So the Colt 45 is really having their way right now with the Fairfield Indians tonight. He was talking about how his son is just so mild-mannered and such a nice guy. He couldn't imagine his son ever being thrown out of a game. He's just very thoughtful, very polite, very upfront. But again, he just said he just doesn't have that bug in him. Meanwhile, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and skied into short right field, coming in under it and making the catch is Vega, and there's two away. So, of course, leave it up for me, and I say, hey, do you think your son will get thrown out? Oh, that probably won't happen for the next 5 years or so, man. He's just such a nice guy. What happens tonight?
Now batting.
Gets ejected. Good for Easton getting that one out of his system and getting his first ejection under his belt. Not that we necessarily condone again the
not at all
poor sportsmanship at all. That is not what we are saying. It's just the fact that when it happens, well, It's always entertaining, at least. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. 1-0 the count. Did I clarify that enough, Tyler?
Oh, you sure did. That's a little bit like the Gaylord Perry thing. He said it'll be before a man will land on the moon before I hit a home run, and the day after they land on the moon, he hits his first and only home run.
It's just swung on, and that ball is flying into center field. Plenty of room for Thomas, who will make the catch, and that ends the inning. So Mason Cassingham flies out And the Colt 45s, though, able to tack on another run on an RBI single by Jeremy Giesig in right field to bring home Noah Young. Giesig with the RBI single, Noah Young with the run, one run on two hits. And at the end of three, the Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fourth inning, and it will be Zion Judkins to lead things off. He is tonight's beer batter, and so a fully invested crowd checks in. They drop their phones, turn everything off, and to see what the universe has in store. And Judkins says, to heck with that universe. He hits a high drive into center field over the head of Crosetti that gets all the way to the warning track. And Judkins, on the very first pitch he sees in his second at bat, hits a double into dead center. So there will be no discount beer tonight.
Beer will be ready to price, but pizza is still $1 a slice.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some leftovers, by the way, man. That would stink to buy a pizza and then to... You're lying. Damn it. Darn it, I mean. Ugh. Well, the good thing is I'm getting paid back for it. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away. So, wow, I'm actually pretty impressed. This is a pretty sparse crowd, and man, that crowd took care of the $1 pizza like no tomorrow. Wow,
did they take care of it? Oh my goodness.
No leftovers for night, Tyler. Sorry to report that. Anyway, here's the 0-1 pitch, grounded foul. And if you're asking, well, why are we talking about pizza? There's got to be some context. Yes, I'm doing a story about...
He's up there in the left corner on the home team stand. Thank you, Ethan.
0-2 the count. Yeah, so here's a fun little factoid for all of you hungry folks out there. If you're ever just saying, I want a big pizza, I want something for a party, well, Pibbs and Cottonwood, the 0-2 pitch is grounded foul. So you go to Pibbs and they do something called the Daytona Challenge. The pizza is actually shaped like a race car arena, and the goal is to eat 20 pounds of pizza in an hour. And the rule is, you get to choose four people. Four people participate. You try to eat the 20 pounds of pizza, and if you eat the pizza, then you get it for free. But if you don't end up eating the pizza, which happens very, very often, including to myself and a group of buddies who barely made it over a quarter way through, well, you have to pay for it. And that pie at 20 pounds of pop is $140 if you account for tipping. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Dingus, and Dingus puts it away for out number one to third goes Judkins, and with one away, here is Eric Thomas. Well, good thing is I'm happy that we were able to feed some people tonight. You know, This is a hard group, working group of folks as the pitch is swung on, grounded, trying to one-hop it. Off the ground is Johnson, and he won't have a play. In comes Judkins to score. Error committed on Mason Johnson, and it's 5-1 in favor of the Colt 45s. The Indians scoring their first run on the error by Johnson. So Johnson, that was just one of those plays where he sort of overthought it. Maybe had a chance to go back and wait for it a little bit. Instead, tried to pick it on the one hop, and when he scooped, just didn't pick it cleanly. The throw to second by Kazingham, not in time, and stealing second is Eric Thomas. So, one out, top of the fourth, 5-1 in favor of the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul. So, no balls, and two strikes the count. Here's the 0-2 pitch, straight two seam, missing outside for ball one. So again, back to the whole pizza thing. I'm doing a story on the top food challenges to try in the North State, and well, that one over in Cottonwood, if you want to eat 20 pounds of pizza, is one of them. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball, swung on, fouled back. Goddard continuing to attack the zone. Goddard, born and raised in White City, Oregon, considered to be an unincorporated part of Medford, Oregon, and he said that White City might be absorbed into Medford soon. 1-2 pitch is taken away for ball two. A simple man with a handlebar mustache, and he loves to fish and hunt on the lake and river.
Ethan, on that pizza challenge thing, do you know how much an average pizza weighs?
Here's the 2-2 backdoor pick, and being hosed to dry is Eric Thomas, and there's two away. Nice play by Goddard, able to step off and showing the young Fairchild how it's really done with the pickoffs. Took that foot, was able to take that foot, turn and throw at the same time, and now he's a strike away from ending the inning. 2-2 pitch, swung on, that's grounded to third. This time Mason Johnson takes care of it. He throws across his body, and that ends the inning. We'll learn more about the average weight of a pizza when we return. Meanwhile, the Colt 45s allow an unearned run to score. One run on one hit. Nobody left. And at the end of 3.5, the Colt 45s are ahead of the Fairfield Indians 5-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
A choo-choo train swings around the neck like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when it passes third, and he heads home like a hero bird.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Ethan? Bottom of the fourth inning in a $1 pizza night sponsored by yours truly. Here comes the Italian medallion himself, and his medallion gets rung. It is Giacomo Crosetti, and on the first pitch, he is hit on the back. Well there. So for Giacomo Crosetti,
first baseman, number 25, Kyle North,
who is aboard, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So for Norton, who is 1-for-1, and first pitch is in the dirt, scoops under the glove of O'Leary, and quickly to second goes Giacomo Crosetti. So, Tyler, how much does the average pizza weigh, actually?
It's 2 pounds, so you guys are trying to eat 10 pizzas between the four of you. That's a lot.
No, 5.
Yeah, 5 pounds. So you guys are trying to eat 2 pizzas apiece, basically. 2.5.
Yeah. Here's a pitch swung on, and it's grounded to short. Up within his sights, he'll throw across the diamond to take care of Norton, and there's two, and there's one away. Yeah, well, here's the thing, and I think that this is really the key with that pizza, is the fact that it is so rich, and so you're eating it, because honestly, I would bet on myself that I could kill 2 Domino's large pizzas in a row if I wanted to, and I'm being dead serious on that. But it's the thickness of the dough, and it just fills you. It just, I mean, it's great if you have leftovers. Darn it, I don't have leftovers. I was expecting leftovers.
I know, you're heartbroken, man.
Oh, I'm brewing right now. 1-0. But you know what? I'm glad the crowd got fed. 1-0 the count to Dusty Vela. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is fired into deep right field down the corner. Diving, did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Oh, wow, what a spectacular grab. And right field by J.P. Webster. Tagging from second around third and scoring is Giacomo Crosetti, and it's 6-1. But J.P. Webster with an absolute web gem. How in the world did he get there? I mean, he must have had to have traveled a good 30 yards in four or five seconds, and then to locate it, dive full length, and to make that grab. Oh, what a play. But still, the Colt 45s are able to cash in with a run. Heads up base running by Giacomo Crosetti to make it 6-1. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. Now to Patrick Fragoso. So a sack fly for Dusty Vela, and I guess as a batter, you gotta be thinking to yourself, darn, man, how did 1-0 is delivered for a strike. So for Bob Anderson, who did say we wanna hit the ball hard, hit it frequently as hard as we can, and you know what, if you're getting out like that, you've still done your job. 1-1 pitch swung on, and that ball is fouled away. That's going to roll into the forest behind us. We have pickleball and tennis courts, a bocce court that I've only seen used once during these ball games. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field. Under it is Webster. He'll make the catch, and that will end the inning. Man, this Fairfield Indians team can really play the outfield. There was a web gem in last night's game by Eric Thomas, and tonight in right field, it is J.P. Webster. The Colt 45s add another run on a hit by Titch and then a sacrifice fly by Dusty Vela that brings home Giacomo Crosetti. We're going to the top of the fifth inning, the Reading Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 6-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. We're gonna cheer.
and blue, and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game to win.
Batter up, break one.
The game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fifth inning, second pitch is swung on by Ben Seitz, and he'll ground one to second. Up with it is Vela, and he'll throw it to Norton in time, and there's one away to bring up Ivory Jones. And again, another ball player that we want to talk about here, and, you know, definitely the man of many conversations, known for his durability, the Iron Horse himself. Cal Ripken Jr., who on this day made his first of 2,216 consecutive starts, and he made his first start on this day all the way back in 1982, Cal Ripken Jr. I don't even think we were even ideas back then, Tyler.
No, we weren't. Cal Ripken is a special guy, though. He was one of my favorite ballplayers before I even knew what baseball was.
Yep, me too. 1-1 pitch taken upstairs and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Two-one pitch, slider, swung on and missed for strike two. And so for Goddard, who has worked so well today, you take away the one run in the fourth inning, and that one is unearned. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into right field. That'll find some grass on the fairway for a base hit. And so for Jones, with the single, and for the Indians trying to quit something together. Four hits scattered around, but so far, Skyler hasn't found himself into much trouble. So meanwhile, with Eamon O'Leary coming to the plate, at first is Jones. Goddard will whip and fire. Pitch is taken down for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Hey, Ethan, did you and your boys have a strategy going into the contest today when you were trying to eat that pizza?
Oh, no. We didn't do that. This was like over a year ago.
Oh, okay.
This was like 15 months ago. Don't talk to me about it. I already know we're out of pizza.
No, what do you want to do with the with that big tray?
Oh, yeah. No. We got to keep the tray.
You want to keep it?
Yeah. I'll take it with me. No. We got to keep the tray. Yeah, I got to return it. 1-1. That's getting asked questions asked about the pizza, by the way. It's got to return the wood tray. Use it to keep the pizza warm. Gosh, can't believe I didn't get any. Anyway, 1-1. Here's 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded foul up along the third base side. But, yeah, no, this was like over a year ago. And the strategy was, okay, let's just take a football player, three basketball players. I'm the third of that basketball player. And you know what? Let's just work out and burn off some steam, and then let's see if we can do this thing. So we did. We played like 2 hours of basketball, and we went to it.
That's a good strategy.
Here's the 1-2 hitch. It still didn't work for us at all. Counted to the right side. Up with it. Is it? He'll throw it. First, nice play by Dusty Vela. Moving over to his right, kicking it, and then throwing on the run to get O'Leary, and there's two away. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, we are going to be joined by Brad Miller and his daughter to talk just a little bit about baseball and youth sports. So glad we had Brad Miller. We have Brad Miller with us. The fans trying to keep cool on this night. Plenty of frozen orange juice and pink lemonade being sold. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on, lifted down the right field line, and that is foul. Out of play.
That foul ball brought to you by...
Oh, and won the count.
I was holding my breath that you had Juju Smith-Schuster on tonight.
Yeah, no, I was barely able to get him with my parchment. Here's the 0-1 pitch swung on, and by the way, yeah, it was so hot. I had to go old school with it, take out a pen and paper, and just chat with him. But I took accurate notes, and, you know, it'll be a good story.
I guarantee it. You're right, Nick.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken out. But the one thing I did very much appreciate about Juju was the fact that he was really bought in. He was teaching the kids. Kids were responding. I mean, again, it's a celebrity. You know, so of course it's like, you know, one of your superheroes coming to town and, you know, hanging out with you. But he was there for business and he was coaching them.
Not just for the lights.
He was out there in not just the heat. 2-2 pitch swung on, rolled foul. He was out there for 2 hours with kids between the ages of, you know, 8 to 12 and then the high school kids as well. I mean, he was. There were no breaks. I mean, there were breaks. There's a team room with nice AC. 2-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on and fouled away. No damage to the cars yet. So two balls, two strikes, two out. 6-1 here in favor of the running Colt 45s. You know, we need to get Jay Johnson over here to do a coaching session. It'd be great to have the LSU coach come on back. 2-2 pitch swung on. That ball is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit by Rayshon Priest. In to score is Ivory Jones, and the Colt 45s now lead 6-2.
Bringing
into the game.
Right fielder, number 44, J.P. Webster.
And so J.P. Webster coming to bat, and you can barely even see the number on his uniform. He is so dusty. That was after making a fantastic grab in right field to rob Dusty Vale of a base hit. Pitch is taken outside for ball one. The throw to second, not in time. Skirts to center, but Colt 45 is able to recover it with little advancement. So for Mason Cassingham, whose arm and quickness is being tested, and he's learning, he's going to have to get a little quicker if he wants to compete in the college ranks. But you know what? That's why you're here to learn. And that's the beauty of watching these games. You get to watch college baseball players grow up and become better. 1-0 pitch drops a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. So for Skylar Goddard, so far the epitome of consistency, just one earned run allowed today. Here through 4 2/3 innings of work. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is grounded. Wow, somehow got between Johnson and Dingus, and that will roll into left field. In to score is Rayshon Priest. Not sure who to point the finger at for that error. But, man, that was a routine ground ball that should have been Dingus's ball, but Johnson thought it was his. He got in front of it, dove, missed the ball, and then for Dingus, he tried to pick it, and it rolled past him. So for the Colt 45s, just it seems to be the theme, Tyler. making the hard plays look easy and the easy plays look hard.
Yeah. Our identity, part of our identity.
Yep. So, I'm just going to put E right there.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
For Zion Judkins, who comes to the plate, he is tonight's beer batter, and he gave it a ride last time, doubled into dead center, hit the 404 wall, pitched to Judkins. He'll take on the outside corner for a strike. Judkins thought that it was away, takes a breath. The pitch in the dirt for ball one. And so the Colt 45s leading 6-3. Another unearned run, unfortunately, for the Knight of Goddard, who's been very, very consistent. Three strikeouts so far. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Judkins. And so while the frozen fifth won't be in play, the discount beer is in play. So for Judkins, who strikes out for the second time tonight, all beer will be $1 off in the fifth inning for the rest of the fifth inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning, and we'll meet Brett on his level as the Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 6-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored proudly by Loux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LouxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative art, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Loux Landscape Supply. There's nothing like the view from the chief.
Hi, this is Cindy at Loux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Loux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LouxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Loux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and we are joined by UPrep baseball coach Brad Miller along with Rosalyn. Rosalyn, how are you doing today, sweetheart?
Good.
Yeah? You enjoying the baseball game so far?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
Oh, really? How do you feel about that, Brad? Where's that?
Oh, man, I don't know where that came from. She went to a football camp, and now we can't.
Here's
keep her off of it. So.
Noah Young with a leadoff single into left field. So, you know, just again, talking about the state of baseball in the community, couldn't be thriving. We found out that that our young Macon Bacon manager, Easton Waterman, got thrown out. We were talking a little bit about that. Did you expect that from Easton?
Yeah, alum Colt 45. I coached him. I coached against him when he was playing at Enterprise, and he's such a great kid, and he's got great parents. And so, yeah, he's a very, very well-mannered kid. I never would have expected him, but you know what? He's competitive, so I can see him firing up every now and then.
I love it, you know, but again, we've been talking so much about just the coaching tradition. I mean, of course, you've coached for the Colt 45s here in the past, swung on and fouled away by Mason Johnson, 0-1 from Robinson. But what is it about this community that allows for, you know, great baseball minds to grow?
Well, I think it's just a lot of the players that played here that come back and give back after they've gone and played college ball, played professionally or whatever it is. And they're coming back and giving back to the youth and keeping them passionate, inspired. And so that's really to see that complete circle come to fruition at school.
One ball, one strike, and you're also, you want to say something? Tell me what you want to say, Rosalind.
I don't want to say anything.
Oh, well, you just said something right there, so thanks for saying something. One pitch is long. Got her! We tricked her. Yeah. Rosalind with a very, got her arms all pulled up. So you're from Spokane, Washington originally. How did you end up coming to Reading?
Yep, to play for the Colt 45s. I was playing collegiate ball in the Midwest, and Rick Bassetti and Greg Catteray and Denny Brugman were coaching at the time. And called me.
Oh yeah, my car got hit for the first time. That's my car that got hit.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor Ethan. Poor guy.
Yeah, my car just got smacked. It's ugly anyway. So, I I'm missing a back bumper. It's just got to pay it off and make sure I get a new one. But yeah.
But like a lot of these kids, they're all from all over the country, and I fell in love with the area.
1-2 hitch is taken for strike three. Mason Johnson having issue with it and still with some words. Better be careful. And so there's one away. Gotta protect with two strikes. So when you're in a game like this, I mean, so much is talked about playing in the heat, but it's something that really you have to endure if you're going to be successful in Shasta County. The heat's always part of it. So what do you think is the biggest key mentally when you're dealing with the weather that's like this?
I think it's just the preparation and taking care of your body outside of the game. Eating right, lots of fluids, just putting yourself in a right mindset, knowing that it's going to be hot, and that can't be a factor. You can't make that an excuse. You know it's going to be that way. It's predictable. Where in this game, sometimes the weather is unpredictable. So you can mentally prepare for it. And
yeah, go ahead.
It is really hot today. I think you should cool down and go.
Well, we can't leave it. I can't leave until the game's over. That's on Boss Man. Oh, boy. You are precious, though, Rosalind. Oh. 0-2 the count to Jeremy Giesig. Who's been a player that, I mean, obviously you're still close with this team and, you know, Mason Cassingham, obviously behind the plate. You have, Dylan Cabral out here, but who's been somebody who you really look at and you're like, wow, there's something right here. Maybe even could potentially get drafted someday.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Kyle Norton. He's a great player. He can play the outfield, play first base. He can run really well, hits for power, hits for average. So he's a guy that's, that I watched last year a lot and he came back. He loved the community, loves the atmosphere, and he's fun to watch. So
Giesig with the slow roller back to second. Up with it is Vega, who throws to Judkins in time, and there's quickly two away, joined by Brad Miller and his daughter Rosalind. Any advice for the teams? Because tomorrow we have a championship, and it's important to highlight the little leaguers. We have the 10-12U District 1 championship going on tomorrow at 10 a.m. at East Reading. East Reading's been on a roll lately. What advice do you have, though, for both of those teams who are going to be, you know, playing in a very heated atmosphere?
Yeah, I think it's make sure you have fun and enjoy every second of that atmosphere. Soak it in, take it in, and don't be overwhelmed by the moment, because it's just baseball. You love the game. Make sure you're having fun, and it won't overwhelm you.
0-1 the count as we have Brett Dingus now to bat. I mean, you're a dad yourself. How do you teach the competitive aspect of sports without letting it become too maybe overwhelmingly emotional for the kids.
Well, I think we're not there yet with ours.
Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle. Nice play and kick there by Saitu, who throws the first in time. But, yeah, go ahead and finish the thought.
Yeah, yeah. We're not there as parents yet, but coaching sixth grade to eighth grade, it's teaching them to be competitive within their team and creating competitiveness at the positions. And that way, when you get into a game against the real competition, you're really just playing against yourself and not against the other team.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad Miller, for joining us. Rosalyn, I'll let you end it. Do you have anything to say for the nice people who are listening on the radio?
I think it's really a day. We're having so much fun. Goodbye. Happy 4th of July. Bye.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brad and Rosalyn Miller, for joining us on the broadcast. We're heading to the top of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 6-3.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the sixth inning, as we have Jalen Edmonds to lead things off. Takes low for ball one. One ball and one strike. Goddard continuing to work. He'll whip and deliver. 1-1 pitch inside for ball two. Pitch. Swung on a hard ground ball to third. Oh, nice back pick by Johnson. The throw to first in time.
5-3. Put out.
Again, Tyler, it's about the hard plays looking easy, the easy plays looking hard. That ball was scorched on the ground and able to take care of it, almost like rolling it into a big bag of popcorn, but that bag right there, and then able to just turn and throw.
That's great, man. And, you know, take care of those plays is good, too, but let's take care of those easy ones, huh?
Here's Eric Thomas now. Thomas is going to bomb one, and it is a beauty up along the third base side. The throw to first, not in time. Nice hustle there by Johnson to try to get over. Goddard made the throw, an accurate throw, but not in time. So for Eric Thomas, who is 1-for-3 with his first base hit of the day. And so for the Fairfield Indians, who are very much into this ballgame right now, trailing 6-3, and the Colt 45s have to keep this defense up.
Are you a fan of the bunt, Ethan? You like the bunt?
Absolutely. And then for Goddard, doesn't come set, turns his shoulder after he came set, and that is a balk, and he goes to second. So for Goddard, came set, turned his shoulder without stepping off. That's a false move, an easy balk call to make. And so at second is Thomas, and I am absolutely a fan of bunting, and I want to see it more, especially at the big league level. You see it in college. First pitch is swung on, lifted softly into right field, going back five steps under it, making the catch is Vela, and there's two away. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of the bunt, and I love the fact that this year we were able to see a walk-off squeeze.
You gotta love it.
So with two outs, here is Ben Seitz and now Bob Anderson going out to check on Goddard. And Goddard so far, again, been a bit of a rough time just because of the defensive miscues.
Only what, two earned runs? I just said two earned runs, right?
Yeah, two earned runs. For those of you keeping track at home, I know Tyler's keeping track at home. But yeah, no, they're out there talking to him, and Bob Anderson giving him a nice clap, and that will, he'll walk back. So I remember this, and this is just, again, this is the baseball nerd in me. Do you remember when Don Mattingly was the coach for the Dodgers?
I sure do.
And he made the mistake of going out to make a stop, forgot to mention something else after he turned his back, and because he went to talk to his pitcher as he turned his back, it counted as a second mound visit, and somebody else came in to pitch. Not sure what year what that was. Maybe I'll look it up later, but it was definitely one of those weird things that you see in baseball.
Oh, there's plenty
of
them.
Well, don't see often in baseball. I don't remember last time ever seeing that.
I can't recall one.
Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded to second. Up with it is Vela, throws across his body, and that ends the inning. So despite a single by Eric Thomas, the Colt 45s, able to clean it up on defense. No runs, one hit. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 6-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Doesn't say a word, picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Yep. Bottom of the sixth inning, and here is Mason Cassingham, who just graduated from UPrep, and he'll be moving with his family to Waco, Texas. Here's the pitch to Cassingham from Robinson, who delivers inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and I have to say, Robinson is doing it the right way. He is the right-hander from Contra Costa. He's got the pants and the black stirrups as Cassingham drives the pitch into left field, foul. But he's got the pants rolled up with the stirrups, three white stripes around it, and then white socks with the stirrups. That is a clean look. I don't know. I've always been a fan of the stirrups. 1-1. Very, very professional. 1-1. Taken high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Oh, yeah. Do you remember? Well, of course, we don't remember personally because we weren't around back then. We weren't alive back then. But remember reading about how the Chicago White Sox one day decided to do, like, softball short shorts for, like, a three-game series?
I did. And there's also the Cincinnati Reds guy, Ted Kluszewski. I think he tried to do the sleeveless thing for a while, too. Not a good look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, shorts and baseball don't look good.
That ball is hit hard, foul, and out of play.
serves up select food and cocktails.
Yeah, they did so in 1976. I don't know what the idea was. Maybe it was just hot and humid in Chicago, but I mean, even now, it's just, you're like, what were they thinking?
Bad look.
Two teams swung on, fouled away.
Jax is enjoyed by many, including Paul Jenkins.
You know what? You know one thing, though, that I am like, I kind of look at, I'm like, what were they thinking? Are the Dodgers, what is that? Not the Pride uniforms.
City Connect?
The City Connect uniforms. Not the all blues. Boy, oh boy.
How about
How
about the Giants creamsicle uniforms they got?
Oh, those are clean, though. See, but you have the mixture of the brown blended together, you got some green in there, but the Dodgers, man, they look like a big blueberry.
They do.
They you know what it reminds me of? The girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, foul away, ooh, that nearly sank into a trash can about 13 feet off.
I saw Albert Pujols hit a home run in that jersey.
He did hit a home run in that jersey, but it doesn't change the fact that somebody was like, wow, let's just make it all blue.
Yeah, not
big
a good look.
Blue uniforms. Like not even like, I mean, maybe I'm just a traditionalist, but I don't know. They were grody.
Yeah, they were.
3-2 swung on, lifted down the third baseline and foul. Ooh, little kids nearly got hit. Ooh, so glad they didn't.
Foul ball.
Man, that was a bit of a surprise right there. He had about a couple of kids, maybe between the ages of 5 to 6, 7. None of them had their hands up and landed in their direction.
Any kids out there, pay attention at the ballpark, man. The ball comes faster than you think it does.
Here's the 3-2 pitch taken for ball four. So Mason Cassingham able to work the quality at bat. And so now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who is 0-for-1, hit by a pitch. And again, we mentioned Giacomo and how it's actually his great, great uncle. But he still said his family got a tour of Cooperstown when they went for their family visit when he was 13 years old. Cassetti takes on the outside corner versus, like, ooh, that ball was a little up. 0-1, and Cooperstown was able to give Crosetti a couple of free baseballs from his great-great uncle. So that's a little cool factoid.
I'm sure he cherishes them for sure.
Yeah, he was telling me all about it. 1-0 pitch, two-seamer, just a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes the count. Matt Cassingham at first with Crosetti at bat. Keep forgetting that it's 1-1. That first pitch to Crosetti was very high strike. Gets the bunt down, and it's a foot race. Crosetti on his way, and he is safe.
Yes, let's go.
Flipping at first is Robinson. So Robinson had a beat on Crosetti, but went to field the ball, and he just fell. And so for Crosetti, with some Bugs Bunny action, able to get the infield bunt single, and with runners at first and second, we're going to get timeout called as the Indians try to figure it out, and the Colt 45s threatening with two base runners aboard, including one in scoring position with Cassingham. And here is
failure to communicate.
Kyle Norton,
first baseman, number 25,
coming to the plate. And so, for Kyle Norton in the very fresh Redding Colt 45s jerseys, here's the pitch taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Ball slipped away from O'Leary very momentarily, but able to recover. Cassingham holding it second. Bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 6-3. Here's the 1-0 pitch, taking it upstairs for ball two. And so for Norton, who is 0-for-1, but he has, 1-for-2, he has walked, singled, and grounded to short. Two-oh taken away, so two-seam fastball by Robinson, and now for Robinson, fighting his command. Third baseman in almost to the grass. Robinson, 3-0 pitch, taken for a strike. And for Norton, who hit one home run last year for the Reading Colt 45s, looking for his first. Here's the 3-1, taken up and away for ball four. Norton walks for the second time today. And with the bases loaded, we might have ourselves a pitching change as Indians head coach Prejean Bynum goes out to talk to his pitcher Robinson.
You know, it occurs to me that this is the battle of two renamed clubs. Yep.
What?
This is the battle of two renamed clubs, the Guardians versus the Astros tonight.
Yeah. We're going to have a new count now for Dusty Vela. So for Vela, who's had an interesting night, he is 0-for-1, hit by a pitch, scored, and hit a sacrifice fly, was robbed of a base hit. And the fourth,
starting to close now. It's not closed down yet, but it's getting there. So if you want to.
Yeah, it was robbed of a base hit in the fourth inning, hit a deep fly ball in the right field. That was snared down and caught by the diving efforts of J.P. Webster. And so still looking for his first base hit, but again, has an RBI single on his notch. Two sacrifice flies, accounting for six of the Colt 45 runs. There's a 2-0 miss. That ball is flying into center field, but tagging up is Cassingham. He will score, and the Colt 45s lead 7-3. So another fine piece of batsmanship by Dusty Vela, who has himself his second sacrifice fly of the day. Man, talk about a nice little stat that you can really show, and of course the highlight to go with it, showing coaches that you can bat players over and score runs without necessarily having to get a base hit. Such a crucial part of the game. I mean, you we even see it in the major leagues, Tyler, where sometimes you'll have bases loaded, no outs, and team just won't find a way to cash in.
Oh, that frustrates me more than anything. You got to make that simple fly ball, play Fungo up there, and get it out in the outfield.
Well, playing plenty of Fungo tonight is Dusty Vela, who has two sacrifice flies, and now here is Patrick Fregoso. 0-1 pitch, way upstairs for ball one. At the neck of Fregoso outside. One ball and one strike. The Colt 45s ahead. Now 7-3. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Robinson, the 1-1 is swung over the top for strike two. One and two the counts. Robinson, heel set, the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Good play there by O'Leary, keeping it in front. Two balls and Two strikes the count. Two and two, swung on and fouled away. Just hope a foul ball doesn't come near it. Robinson delivers the 2-2 pitch. A curveball that misses down and away for ball three. And so for Robinson, who is trying to keep himself in the game but making it hard, he's allowed an infield single and two walks. 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Fragoso. So four for Goso, who strikes out.
Now batting.
And now, here is Noe Young, who is having himself a solid day at the dish. 2 for 3. He has reached base all three times. Now looking to add an RBI with two runners aboard. In Crescetti and Norton. Pitch is hanging in the dirt for ball one. Scourged by the throw home. Not in time. Drops at home by Robinson. And the Colt 45 is able to add another. Now ahead 8-3. It's good recovery there by O'Leary, at least. The first part able to scoop from his knees, throw it, but just hit Robinson in the glove a little bit too hard from about 10 feet away. 1-0. Robinson delivers a fastball that is inside, and it hits Young on the right shoulder. And Crajon Bynum has seen enough. Robinson night is about to be done, and we're going to have ourselves a new pitcher. Still in the bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45s ahead. 8-3. We'll have ourselves a new pitcher coming up here in just a bit as the Indians hand the ball off to 33. That is Trey Trias. So Trey Trias, the right-hander, going to come in here to try to seam trail to 3 here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. We'll switch it to automation until we can get the game rebooted.
In the history of America, democracy, the arc of the moral universe, will bend towards racial justice despite the court's efforts today to impede its progress. Martin Luther King said, "Our God is marching on." There you go. Or you could say society's got to the point where they don't need it. that African Americans, Asians, minorities don't need a leg up because they melted into the country. They have been able to use the same educational system, and they don't need to be graded on a curve anymore. We'll talk about that. All right, I do want to talk about what's happened with Hunter Biden. Last night, Gary Shapley did his second network interview, and it was with Brett Baer. Who is Gary Shapley? Gary Shapley is the IRS whistleblower. What has he done? He's worked on the Hunter Biden case for the past 5 years, and for the last 14 years, he's been an investigator for the IRS. You know, relentless guy. We've all had these.
Runs on a sacrifice fly by Dusty Vela. Two runs on one hit. Bases left loaded, and we go to the top of the seventh. The Colt 45s ahead, 8-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
You hear him say, load up the bases, fire up the crowd, let's clear out the dugout.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
First pitch, yeah, baby, as we enter the seventh inning, and it swung on and popped up by Ivory Jones on the first pitch. Under it and making the catch. The Colt 45s. There's Dusty Vela at second, and there's quickly one away. Gotta love the Sandlot sound machine doing an excellent job of providing the theme music for tonight, providing some ABBA. They got trumpets, a tuba, and plenty of other instruments. Pitch is lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. So Eamon O'Leary with a one-out single, and so for the Indians, trying to put it all together, trailing 8-3.
We still got Goddard.
What?
We still got Goddard out there?
Yeah, no. Yeah, they still got Goddard out there. He's still working. He's doing well.
Player of the game position already. Let's go.
Yeah, and
fielder number 22, Robert Searcy III.
Now here's Robert Searcy III. So Searcy coming to the plate, wearing number 22. Not sure if he's a Kershaw guy or that is simply a matter of coincidence. Here's the pitch. Searcy bunts it back. The throw to first by Goddard, not in time. Goddard bobbled it off of his glove, and so for Searcy, he is aboard. That was a comebacker right to Goddard, and he just didn't make the play. That will go as an error.
Now, Manny.
So that is
Solano, Community College.
One,
right fielder, number 10,
two, three errors for the Colt 45 tonight. So, we had the error at third by Mason Johnson. We had another error, and we just called it E because you could split it between Johnson and Dingus, and you'd still come out the same way. Meanwhile, back to our pick. The throw to second, and got him! Goddard with his second pickoff of the night. Man, how about that? Man, that mustache really providing the pickoff powers. That's his second of the day. And now the pitch is rolled up along the third base line. Goddard with it, and he won't have a play. And with the bunt single, absolutely gorgeous bunt single, is Greg Ryan.
Bunt happy tonight.
Snowball here, what?
I said it's bunt happy tonight.
Yeah, no, very bunt happy. But you know what? If you can get it done, why not? This is very soft, thick grass that you're playing on. I mean, I'm surprised that the Colt 45s, with their speed, don't maybe bunt more often. I mean, obviously, with a skilled squad, you know, the odds aren't as great as the Fairfield Indians are making it look. But you know what? Nevertheless, it's an effective tool.
That's right.
This pitch slider, a waiver ball. And I tried teaching my minors team how to bunt, but boy, that was a
base strikes out.
Man, coaching 9, 10, 11-year-olds that never played baseball before, it is fun.
Gotta be a lot of fun.
Pitch, slider for a strike. One ball and one strike. How old's your daughter, by the way, Tyler? Is she going to be playing next year?
She's going to be playing Junior Giants next year. She's playing soccer this coming up year for Turtle Bay. 7 years old.
Oh, nice. 1-1 pitch, taking high for ball two. What grade?
Going into second grade.
Okay, so a couple of years away from playing in the minors.
That's
well,
right.
Yeah. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Here. You know what? I'm gonna save that joke for another day.
Yeah, you might as well.
Two balls, two strikes, two out. Goddard continuing to work. He has allowed only one earned run so far. The Colt 45s ahead, 8-3. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Straight basketball. So that ball is hit deep into left field. At the wall. And it is a foul ball. Oh, boy, that ball looked like it was fair. That ball looked like it went by the Gehrlinger sign, and now the home plate umpires are going to talk about this one. I think
they're
saying, shut up, Ethan, but I believe this should be a three-run home run.
The old Carlton Fisk thing,
and
huh?
It is. It's a three-run home run for the Fairfield Indians, a three-run home run for Jackson Bates. And it's now 8-6, Colt 45s, a 2-2 pitch up in the zone. And now I'm not sure what Bob Anderson, who he's going to talk to, maybe the umpires or for Goddard, but Goddard is probably going to say goodnight here. Man, that is tough. You go 6 2/3 innings and then one catch, whammo. Three runs on your resume, but still an effective day for Goddard. So Goddard leaves the game, and meanwhile, we have ourselves a brand new ball game here. The Fairfield Indians trimming their deficit. It was once 8-3, and then a 3-run home run by Jackson Bates. It's now 8-6, and we'll have more action for you coming up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, as we will find out who the new pitcher is after this break.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the seventh, or top of the seventh, two outs. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 8-6. And now into pitch for the 45s is Dustin Niles. Niles is a 2019 graduate of Foothill High School who recently committed to Texas A&M Texarkana. So, for Dustin Niles, after 2 years, played at Folsom Lake College, where he made it to the state champ, the California Community College state championship twice. That was a very hard 89-mile-an-hour strike right there to the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Niles looking in, and he'll set, wind and fire, the 0-1, swung on. And that ball is lifted into right field, very playable to his right, moving under and making the catch is Giesig, and that will end the inning. But not before the Fairfield Indians score three on a 3-run home run by Jackson Bates. And now we're heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, and it's time for God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Scott Lewis. We'll be... So stay with us.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now, for the Sandlot Sound Machine.
this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Experiencing technical difficulties again. We'll return to you in a minute.
Down as a straw man. Find me the person who espouses this theory. Find me where it's been implemented ever. I mean, what we saw under the Trump administration, for example, which he claims was trickle-down economics, we saw real wages growing for lower-income earners. Today, they're falling. So far from a case where...
We're here for the bottom of the seventh inning, and we're swinging it over to your five-tool player in the producer's booth, Tyler Chapman. What's happening around the league, Tyler Chapman?
All right, we had the Padres over the Reds, 12-5. The Cardinals over the Yankees, 11-4. The Red Sox over the Blue Jays, 7-6. We had the Phillies downing the Nationals, 19-4. We had the Rangers, 5-2 over the Astros. We had the Brewers 11-8 over the Pirates. We had the Twins 1-0 over the Orioles. Athletics 7-6 over the White Sox. Braves 7-0 over the Marlins. Mets 4-1 over my Giants. We had the Royals 6-4 over the Dodgers, and Guardians 6-0 over the Cubs. Yankees 6-2 over the Cardinals. Mariners 8-3 over the Rays. We have the Tigers 4-2 over the Rockies, and 3-1 Diamondbacks over the Angels. And the Dodgers have moved into second place in the National League West. Back to you, Ethan.
0-2 now to Mason Cassingham, as grounding out for the first out was Brett Dingus. He'll take a pitch outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes to the count. Full moon tonight. So one thing about the Redding summers, it's hot, but it does provide for some beautiful, clear skylines. Definitely check out Shasta Dam, drive there at night, watch some shooting stars. 1-2 hit, swung on, and bounced to second. Up with it is Vega. He will throw in time to Greg Ryan, and there's two away.
That boy's Gavin. He's working hard. Good job, Gavin.
Hey, I don't go around beating my chest Bidenomics. So the press started calling it Bidenomics. I like it. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine because it is my policy.
Well, what's going on? Just embrace it. I mean, if you're proud of it, embrace it. Why are you wrestling with that?
Well, probably because there's such a hesitancy to embrace it because it's bad policy. And you know that from the bad results. I find it so ironic that he is trashing the last 40 years of economic policy as if it's been somehow horrible. In the last 40 years, we never had inflation like we've had under Joe Biden. So please explain to me how Bidenomics is so superior to what we've had before.
What's the deficit done for these 2.5 years under the Biden administration? What's happened to the deficit?
Oh, it's exploding. If you look at, for example, the current fiscal year, in the first 5 months, you had a deficit that was larger than the first 11 months of the previous fiscal year. In other words, Biden has managed to essentially double the deficit in a year's time.
Yeah, what about the reclaiming of COVID funds? Is that going on, or is that just lip service?
You know, unfortunately, in the original bill passed by the House earlier this year, as part of the debt ceiling increase, they were going to claw back all of the unspent COVID money. Instead, mm-hmm. Now with the agreement they had between the House, Senate, and White House, now only a small portion of that is going to get clawed back, which means the rest is going to be spent, but there's nothing to spend it on, so it's going to be wasted.
The untapped, pun intended, the untapped part of the economy is energy.
Mm-hmm.
How are they being affected?
Oh, dear goodness. There was actually a report earlier this year that showed if Biden had simply made no changes to Trump's energy policies, we would have several more million barrels a day being produced here at home right? And billions more cubic feet of natural gas. But instead, he has done everything he could to put a boot on the neck of American energy producers.
All right. He is an economist with the Heritage Foundation. You see his columns everywhere. EJ Antoni, great to see you.
Brian, thank you for having me back.
Capture the magic, which is Bidenomics. Just don't bring it up to him because he doesn't want it to be called Bidenomics. Go figure. Kennedy's next.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call.
Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, deflected off of Niles, and carried to short up within his dingus. We'll throw it to Norton, and there's two away. And so, looked like that ball, man, might have hit a little bit of Niles enough on the leg to skim off of him. And now, with two outs, here's Ben Seitz. Here's the pitch to Seitz. Fastball. That ball was bounced on the turf for ball one and nearly hitting the home plate umpire. So one ball and no strikes the count. Tomorrow we'll conclude the three-game series for the Colt 45s. Then we'll have another three-game series coming for you. Here's the 1-0 pitch swung on, grounded up along the third base side and foul.
Foul ball brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Craig Stafford on Ball Ferry Road in Anderson.
Here's the 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. Excuse me. One ball and two strikes as the Colt 45s will play Rose City Baseball beginning on July 4th, and then we'll play them July 5th and 6th. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, and that hit the home plate umpire right on the right arm, and Mason Casingham quickly apologizing to him. So, the Blue, though, and Casingham shaking hands. So, 2-2, shaking off the funny bone as nothing funny about getting hit with a baseball on the elbow. Two-two pitch, straight fastball, missing low for ball three. A full count. The pitch. Concise. That ball is swung on and fouled away. Three two pitch is in the dirt for ball four. And so for Victor Vega, able to get aboard via the walk, and now
designated hitter, number 23, Ivory Jones.
Here's Ivory Jones, who is 1-for-3, scored on an RBI single from Rayshon Forrest in the fifth inning. The pitch to Jones, straight fastball, and that's high. And so for Dustin Niles, who throws with plenty of velo, clocked as high as 92 miles per hour. One-oh pitch, looking to bunt, takes away off of the mitt of Cassingham and safely into second, go sight. So, believe it or not, this could be, this is a lot closer than what it felt today. The tying run is at the plate in Jones. 2-0 pitch from Niles. That's missed down for ball three. And so for Niles, straight fastballs, four seam, two seam, throws a curve as well. 3-0, taken away for ball four. And so Jones is aboard. And with two outs, what started as a very quick and smooth inning is turned into a bit of a bumpy ride with the command for Niles. And so That is going to do it. As Dustin Niles records an official inning, but now leaves two runners, one at second, one at the other at first. And we'll have ourselves a new pitcher coming up for you in just a bit. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the UCART Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different sized trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, so top of the eighth inning, and with the Colt 45s ahead 8-6, there's two runners aboard. The tying, the go-ahead run comes to the plate, and it will be up to Hunter Reed to come in and try to leave the Indians scoreless.
And stepping into the batter's box for Fairfield, catcher number 35, Ayman O'Leary.
And so here is here's Ayman O'Leary. Reed winds and fires the first pitch. Fastball, that's taken high for ball one. 1-0 the count. Reed, the 1-0 on the outside corner for a strike. And so the big man, 6'3", out of Plano, Texas, trying to come through here with his arm. The 1-1, fastball, that's smoked by O'Leary for a strike. One ball and two strikes going straight after him. The 1-2 pitch. There goes the runners. Fastball is taken away for ball two. Taking off his sights to third. To second goes Jones. And so for Cassingham, not paying a need for the base runners, at least right now. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Hunter Reed takes care of Ayman O'Leary, who strikes out just a barrage of fastballs for the big Texan. No runs, no hits, runners left at second and third, and a critical out for Reed. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 8-6 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCNR. Oh my goodness.
You did the feet rose way. walk through hell in a gasoline suit. If there's one more game to play, diving down this boulevard, they call.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the eighth inning. The children are up past their bedtime here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And let's see what the Colts 45s can do here with Dusty Vela set to lead things off. Followed by Patrick Fragoso and then Noah Young. And so we'll have a new pitcher coming in the form of, might be the same pitcher. Yeah, so it's the same pitcher, Trey Trias from Solano Community College.
Out of Chico, California, from Reason College. Second baseman, number 5, Dusty Vela.
And so here is Dusty Vela to lead things off. Trias looks in. He'll wind and deliver. The first pitch swung on. Bounced hard into right field. Past second baseman Vega for a base hit. And so a leadoff single for for Dusty Vela, who is 1-for-2 on a very interesting night that he has had. Hit by a pitch, two sacrifice flies, and now a single. And following Vela is Fragoso. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Talking pizza, talking baseball, talking Cal Ripken Jr. and the Iron Man that he was.
Just a special
and
again,
mentioning on the broadcast. And that's one of those records that just doesn't feel like it'll ever be broken again.
You know, it might, but it's going to take a special ball player.
It is. It's going to take a ball player who, again, has some good luck because, you know, injuries do happen in this game, unfortunately. Somebody who has good luck, but somebody who's also really good at taking care of their body.
You know, can I ask you a question, Ethan? Would it count if it was a DH?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
You know, if it played every day and took some days off to swing the bat just playing DH?
Yeah, of course. I mean, here's the thing: you're still playing,
sure.
Still swinging. You're still going through practice. You're still going through warm ups. You're still going through lifting weights. You're still going through the everyday baseball regimen. Here's the 1-1 pitch. The throw to second, not in time as Vela takes off and steals second. And so for the Colt 45s, who could use a couple of insurance runs. Leading 8-6, but still, it just feels like the Fairfield Indians can just come out of nowhere and surprise you.
You know, and I feel like tonight so far it's got to be Vela or Goddard.
Here's Fragoso, bunts it, gets the bunt down. Trias with it throws the first, and that takes care of Fragoso, 2-1 away. And now here is Noah Young. So for Young, who is 2-for-3, single twice, hit by a pitch, and now
left fielder, number 20, Noah Young.
Still looking for his first run batted in. Trias. He will wind and fire the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. There's a strike. So Rose City Baseball coming into town in a couple of days from Sacramento. That'll be a good matchup. 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. See some players. A couple of schools there. Of course, you have Sacramento State, Sacramento City College. Might see a couple of players from St. Mary's as well. And then William Jessup. That's the other one. No balls and two strikes as Trias. The 0-2 pitch, curveball that tails away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. On deck is Mason Johnson. Part of three runs, three of the six runs that have been scored tonight have come on sacrifice flies. 1-2 pitch, curveball swung on and fouled away. Johnson trying to time her up.
Brought to you by Dale Steinfeld.
At 1-2.
Hey, that's my water.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, and that ball is lifted into on the infield in foul territory, coming in on the run, making a nice athletic play. There is Trias on the catch, and there's two away. And so for the Fairfield Indians, who again, it's only a two-run lead. The Colbert Vibes had a runner at third in Vela, but for Young, unable to get hard enough contact. Flies out to Trias, who was able to chase down the foul ball. And so, young man, the bat boy, helping the umpire out, getting some new baseballs, and here is Mason Johnson. The pitch to Johnson, that is a fastball taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Swung on at the dirt for strike one. So a slider in the dirt, breaking away, and again for Trias. A runner at third. Cooper, you guys got to find a way to cash in. At third is Vela. The 1-1 is a fastball inside and high for ball two. Chest high pitch right there. Two balls and one strike with two outs. Next pitch, that ball is swung on, lifted into center field. Plenty of room for Thomas. He'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 40 Vibes with Dusty Vela, the leadoff single. He's able to get to third on a sacrifice bunt by Patrick Fregosa with one out. But the Colt 40 Vibes can't cash him in. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Colt 40 Vibes trying to hold on to their lead. Ahead, 8-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Help the skelter.
well to the birds who flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. The land is foul on the grass. The players cried for a forward.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
That's Tom Powell, brought to you by...
Top of the ninth inning, and it is Robert Searcy III to lead things off. He bunts the first pitch he sees foul for strike one. 0-1 the count. Talking with Hunter Reed and telling him a little bit about that 20-pound pizza that, you know, I was able to serve to the fans tonight. And he says, oh, we got something way bigger in Texas. And I said, oh, really? He's like, yeah, that's considered a small... where I come from. No balls and two strikes as Reed has Searcy behind. Reed lines and fires the 0-2 pitch. Slider, check, swing. Yes, he did. For strike three, and down goes Searcy. And with one away, that will bring up...
now, Maddie. Right fielder, number 10.
Jackson Bate, or Greg Ryan. Greg Ryan, up to bat. The pitch to Ryan. That's taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Home plate umpire Redder watched himself near his feet. 1-0. Delivers on the inside corner. And so for Reed, pitching with command, massaging the ball in those big hands of his, heel set, wind and fire, the 1-1, swung on and fouled away.
That foul ball brought to you by North State Security. On duty for every Colt 45 game.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and again fouled away, and that's going to chop along the third base side and some children battling over the foul ball. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes, and guess what? It's going to get even hotter tomorrow. 110 degrees. 1-2 pitch. Fastball taken inside. But we'll still be out here no matter how hot it is. Reed sets. He'll wind and fire. The 2-2 is a little high for ball three. And so for Greg trying to get aboard. 3-2. Taken away for ball four. And so Greg is aboard. And now the tying run comes to the plate.
For Fairfield. First baseman, number 15.
And I believe that is Jackson Bates. So Jackson Bates coming out to bat. His last opportunity to hit. He swung a 3-run home run over the left field wall. The pitch to base. Slider delivered on the outside corner there for a strike. The 0-1 kid swung on a miss for strike two. Cassie and Brum is east. The throw to second. In time!
Let's go.
Mason Cassingham with the quick throw on the one hop and able to put a dagger into the Indians' plans. And now for Bates, he is the lone man. Nice play there from the young Reading native. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed just strike three.
Let's go.
And that's the ball game. The Colt 45s hang on to win this one by a final score of 8-6. So we'll have ourselves some players of the game. Tyler, who do you think should win player of the game? I've got Dusty Vela and...
You gotta go.
I think we got to give it to Hunter Reed for coming in and shutting the door. What do you think?
I was going to go with Goddard, even though he did give up six runs. He went six strong. So let's go with Vela, and let's see if we can get Reed or Goddard. How about that?
Okay, so we'll go Goddard, Vela, and we'll go Reed. So we'll have all three of those guys coming up for you in just a bit here. 96.5 FM final score. The Colt 45s win this one 8-6, and we'll catch up with the guys right now. Yep.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, well, we're here with Skylar Goddard, Hunter Reed, and Dusty Vela, who came away with two sacrifice flies to lead the Colt 45s over the Fairfield Indians tonight, 8-6. So let's get it started with you, Skylar, going the distance, six-plus innings. Why were you so successful? So you think against their lineup?
I don't know. Honestly, just throwing a lot of breaking stuff, letting them put it in play, letting my defense work for me, trying to work through innings as fast as I can, knowing that I have, like, a limited pitch count to work off of. And so seeing that they kept making, like, poor swings on breaking pitches, I wanted to keep going back to it and keep letting my defense do the work for me.
Jesse, and it's been a fun night for you. I mean, two sacrifice flies. That's really going to show up well as far as the pit. What was your approach tonight, you think?
It was just being a team player at the time. I mean, you can't get too big in those situations because, I mean, if you do that, well, it's not going to be able to produce anything. So doing what you can for the team, not getting too big, chip, and then, yeah.
All right, cool. We'll finish it off. We know it's hot, so we'll finalize it with you, Hunter. I mean, coming in after, your last outing, you come in, finish it off, two shutout innings. What do you think was different about the way that you were able to pitch tonight, you think?
I just didn't care too much. I didn't think that they were ever going to touch me tonight. Definitely wasn't as good as competition as it was before. So going forward, I was just like, just go out, throw strikes, and put my all into it.
Appreciate you. Those are your three players of the game. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. This has been Ethan Hansen for Tyler Chapman saying good night, everybody. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Victory today over the Fairfield Indians. We'll be back at it tomorrow. 6 o'clock first pitch at historic Tiger Field. Another great night of baseball ahead of you. Make sure to bring a Mr. Fan. It's going to be hot. This is KNCR Radio. Downtown Redding, California. And wherever you're listening, hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And we're now back to regularly scheduled programming.
Tonight, decades of precedent, a lot of us had to chuckle. I mean, the Supreme Court actually said you could not have affirmative action in education back in 1977 with Bakke, and they allowed for an exception in the limited use of race. And then universities turned that into basically a pre-Bakke type of situation. Ever since then, the court has been divided 5-4, and it's been a series of confusing, muddled decisions. But many of these justices have consistently said, this is racial discrimination. And the most important is Chief Justice Roberts, who repeatedly stated, look, if you want to get rid of racial discrimination, stop discriminating on the basis of race.
So I'm going to read you a little bit of more that he said. He said the student must be treated based on his or her experience as an individual, not on the basis of race. Many universities have too long done just the opposite, and in doing so, they've concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenged best the skills built or lessons learned from the color of their skin. Our constitutional history does not tolerate the choice. In the past, there was separate but equal. There were things that blacks couldn't sit in the front in certain places in the South, in the front tea counters in a diner. They couldn't be in the front of a bus. They couldn't go to a school. They couldn't go to a gym. So I get it. Separate but equal. Do you look at a different? Did you think there was at once a time for affirmative action in America? And do you think that time has passed? Do you think there never should have been?
Well, I think that, it depends on how you define affirmative action, right? Because we want to make sure that people have opportunities. And so we have funded programs to try to eliminate this gap in scores, for example, and trying to find a way to sort of turbocharge some of the urban schools that have been failing minority populations for decades. And so those are very important programs because what they do is they give resources to help people help themselves. In terms of using race to assist someone, what the dissent doesn't really address is that whenever you say, well, we're using race to help out African-American students, but they showed absolutely no empathy for the Asian-American students that were disadvantaged
That's
because
the story,
they were
yeah.
Asian. And for those students, you can sort of, and a lot of these universities have come out with these statements saying, this is appalling, this is wrong. And I keep on thinking of all my Asian students sitting there thinking, well, I don't think it's, you know, not all of them, but some of them saying, you know, I don't think this is so wrong. You know, some of these students were told to hide their race when they applied to college so it couldn't be used against them. I mean, that's just wrong.
So I want you to hear just a sentence, and maybe you can put it in legal terms and take it on. This is from Ketanji Brown Jackson. We're going to let them eat that let them eat cake attitude obliviousness today. The majority pulls the ripcord and announces colorblindness for all legal fiat. But deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life. And having so detached itself from the country's actual past and present experiences, the court has now been lured into interfering with the crucial work that the University of North Carolina and other institutions of higher learning are doing to solve America's real-world problems. You want to take that on?
Well, first of all, she's right that saying that you have to be colorblind in law doesn't mean society is going to be colorblind. Well, of course that's right. We're going to have problems with racism. But that doesn't really answer the question, which is, can you make racial determinations like this under our Constitution? And the court said no. In fact, the court said, look, we've been saying for decades you can't do this in employment. Why would we allow it in education? And so I think that ultimately she's wrong in the sense of what the court is trying to do here. And, you know, it's really unfair, I think, also for some of the critics to look at this court and say, well, you know, they're just taking a blind eye to racism. None of these justices are racist. I mean, they all want to fight racism. You know, people like Clarence Thomas isn't a racist. He's dealt with racism his whole life. He's overcome those barriers. But the distortion of the opinion is really, again, very unfair. You know, we have to deal with these problems. There's tough problems in racism and other types of prejudices that we have to address. But that's what bothers me about the dissent. Also, it really bothers me about what President Biden said yesterday, is that he really misrepresented the opinion and our history. You know, he even said that this is reversing the outcome of the Civil War. I mean, for the love of God, I mean, as a president of the United States, even if you disagree with the court, you should be facilitating a civil and honest discussion, not creating these divisions.
I know. And by the way, this is just a danger, and for both sides, to take on every institution and just say, well, the Supreme Court, that they're intolerant or they're illegitimate. And I watched I listened to Dan Abrams the other day on his show, on his Sirius show, and he said, guys, everyone should stop to looking at every Supreme Court decision and say they're illegitimate because you don't like the Supreme Court justices or the way Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump put them on. It's a real danger in not following the rules and trying to walk past it or ignore it, especially because they're not really making decisions on party lines. There's a lot of decisions out there that are not breaking the conservatives' way, and I just thought that was an important moment. But in terms of the ramifications of no affirmative action, Gavin Newsom says, look no further than California, where we stopped doing it, and look what happened. Cut six.
For those that are wondering what's going to happen in their states, they don't only have to look to California to know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to see a significant decline in African-American and Latino admissions in institutions of higher learning. We had roughly a 50% decline, just shy of 50% decline, within the first 3 years of Prop 209. At UC Berkeley, UCLA, just last year, just to underscore the nature of the world we're living in, only about 228 African-American students were admitted at Berkeley, 7,000 admissions, just 228.
So what's your thoughts on what he's saying?
Well, first of all, it's a curious thing about some of the statements made by Newsom and by President Biden, because President Biden said last night, you know, the public opposes what they just did. That's not true. I mean, all the polls show an unbroken line of support going back decades for getting rid of race as a criteria for college admissions. And that includes polls this week, which show a very significant majority agrees with what the court did. But the reason Newsom was so interesting is that this is one of the most liberal states in the union, if not the most liberal. The citizens of California have repeatedly rejected affirmative action in education, including recently when there was a multi-million dollar campaign to get them to reverse that proposition that Newsom was talking about. And the citizens still overwhelmingly said, no, we think you need to make admissions on the basis of individuals. Now, the problem with having lower admissions numbers is something we should all be concerned about. I love a diverse class. For me, the most important diversity is economic. It's not really racial in the sense of I found that the most interesting comments from students in class have come from students that come from impoverished backgrounds, because many of my students have no inkling how most Americans live. And that's a factor of just the, sort of the affluence of higher education. But we need to have diversity, including racial diversity. It's the question is how we achieve that. And it's going to require harder work than just simply having a box that says, okay, well, we've got this certain number of this race. It means that you've got to actually get into these high schools, grade schools, and improve the performance in terms of grades, to give better education to in these urban areas. Those are areas that have been in control of the Democrats for decades, and they have utterly failed those areas. I've written dozens of columns about this. It is disgraceful what these cities have done to these urban areas. I'm a huge advocate of public schools, and I'm mortified by what they're doing. And so what I would say to Newsom is, improve your damn schools so that these students have a real chance.
I love that message, and give them choice. And if you want to improve the schools, go back to the free market. Well, you know what? You're going to have to fire some teachers, because all these kids are going to charter schools. They're taking their $12,000 a head, and they're bringing it to Catholic school. And that's going to be an option. And that'll straighten up the public schools, and they'll have to sell themselves to kids instead of telling them you're subjected to that school. I also love class rank. I don't know why we don't do class rank. If you have a school, how did you do compared to everybody else? Maybe your school grade's extremely hard, extremely challenging. And an 89 at your school was like a 99 at the school down the block. How did you rank with the rest of your class? They got rid of that. It's discriminatory, I guess. And get rid of the SATs? Why did you get rid of the SATs? Because you don't like a couple of essay questions? How can you possibly judge somebody?
Well, that's really the most insidious thing is the SAT. I wrote a column about this years ago, because it was a very interesting thing that happened in California. Because after the voters rejected the second effort at affirmative action, Janet Napolitano, who was the head of the California system, brought together a task force to get rid of standardized tests. Because the best way to hide diversity or racial criteria in admissions is to get rid of the standardized tests, because that's the measure in which you can show whether there's discrimination. And she sent this task force, and she stacked the task force. But when they studied it, they came back and told her, actually, standardized tests work well for minority students. They're great predictors on performance. And she said, thank you very much. We're going to get rid of standardized testing.
Unbelievable. Jonathan, what do you think is going to happen with student loan forgiveness?
Well, this is going to be the real nail biter. We got two huge cases today. One more bigger in terms of politics, one in terms of constitutional law. The loan forgiveness has a huge political footprint. On the merits, I think that Joe Biden was way outside of the navigational beacons. I think that he did not have the authority under this law called the HEROES Act to grant this relief. But in order to get there, the court has to find standing. And just last week, they issued a really ferocious standing decision in ruling for the Biden administration on immigration. There's distinguishable elements in that case. So I'm not as sure as some people that that means that they're definitely going to reject standing here. I think it's going to be a closer question. The second case, which is my favorite case of the term, and I've written about this as an academic, is 303 Creative. This is a huge case, because it involves a woman who refused to do a website for a same-sex wedding. And this is Masterpiece Cake Shop 2.0. So that was the earlier case where we thought the court would resolve whether people can say no to these types of creative products. The court punted, and now we have 303. But 303 is sort of like Cortez. The court burned its ships at the water's edge when this thing came to them. They had two different claims, one religion, one free speech. Many of us for years have been saying these are free speech cases, and the court only took it on free speech. And that may indicate that they're getting ready for a major ruling on free speech.
Very interesting. I guess we're going to see what happens. Jonathan Turley, you'll be standing by doing incident analysis all day, and then you can enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Your call's next about yesterday's decision, and we have not even discussed Hunter Biden yet and what they decided to do in his child custody case. Unbelievable. Don't miss it. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade. Summer is here. Time to sit back and unwind with Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, always tender, and guaranteed delicious. Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time offer when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the keyword garden into the search bar. You'll be able to order the Gourmet Grill Pack for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers when you order. These burgers are legendary. They taste like a steak on a bun that brings you a true backyard burger experience in every bite. Order now and save 61% on the Gourmet Grill Pack, which includes 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steaks seasoning. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com and type garden into the search bar and order the Gourmet Grill Pack today. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword garden. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote.
Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A customer from Monroe, Wisconsin, who helped raise money for a grocery store worker, makes today's Dean's List. Stephanie Peach got to know Dennis Rayton at her local Pick and Save, where she shops. One day she heard Dennis mention he didn't have any heat in his house and was hoping the weather stayed warm. Dennis's boiler system hadn't been working for over a year and he didn't have enough money to replace it. Stephanie wanted to help and created a fundraising campaign to help get Dennis a new boiler. She wrote on the GoFundMe page, "No 65-year-old should have to take cold showers and not have heat." In under 3 weeks, the GoFundMe page raised nearly $5,000. Dennis couldn't believe the kindness from customers and strangers. And since summer is now here, Stephanie is helping get Dennis an air conditioner, too. Thank you, Stephanie, and to all those who helped Dennis. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Call for Health. A new study finds that ethnic minorities are more likely to suffer from food allergies. The findings come from Northwestern University researchers who say many in ethnic communities tend to have less awareness about general food allergies. More than 80,000 people participated in the study. It found that food allergies were seen the highest among Asians, Hispanics, and Blacks. More than 50% of the black participants were more likely to be allergic to multiple foods. Household income may also be linked to food allergy prevalence. Researchers say participants from households that made more than $150,000 a year had the lowest food allergy prevalence. Dr. Ruchi Gupta is the study corresponding author and says, quote, food allergies are not frequently talked about, impacting racial and ethnic communities. Dr. Gupta adding, it's not on the radar, but we now know it does impact them more, and it's important to improve awareness. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can't say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks, and no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
She's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. Let's go out to Alex listening in California. Hey, Alex.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that the very premise for affirmative action is false. Because if you pick an area of human endeavor, like, for example, academic performance, you would naturally expect different ethnic or racial groups to have different performance levels because evolution made people different. And those differences are not due to racism or different levels of wealth. It's just we've got different cultures and we've got different genes. And I mean, we can respect people's individuality, but let's not try to create a false premise to justify affirmative action.
Absolutely. And the thing is, Alex, it's got our country has to be a meritocracy. If you're the smartest guy, I want you to get the best education because Alex in California might be the one to start a company. It might be need people to work for you, learn from you, mentor from you. You want to diversify your company. You want to look into a underserved community. You're most likely going to do that. But it's people who are at the top of their class, who's got this great work ethic, who show other Americans the way and compete with other Americans overall to make us better. We have to get back to that and stop. We should level the playing field, but we shouldn't. We should not script the outcomes. This isn't the WWE. The minute we do that, we're going to lose the American edge. We got to go out there and compete. And if you got that 105 average in high school, go to Harvard. I don't care what nationality you are. If that's what you want to do, maybe you want to be Steve Jobs. And you don't want nothing to do with that. You don't even want college. You want to go to your garage and invent something that's going to change the world. But I want to get back to meritocracy. And I do think we're at a place that Sandra Day O'Connor said in 2000 that we'd be at. That it's a more level playing field today than ever before. Go out, go for it. And by the way, if you're a Harvard admissions and you like that essay that talks about someone's minority background and you want to put them into your class, go ahead.
A 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Anderson explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think he knows full well that his future is dependent on what happens in Ukraine. I don't see him admitting that he made a terrible mistake here and pulled all his troops out. Certainly there's insiders and elites that probably unlikely have come to that conclusion, but they're not going to say that publicly. I think Putin is going to stay in the fight because he realizes his survival and his regime's survival is tied to it.
So that's General Jack Keane doing some instant analysis on the fast-developing news over the weekend, but there's nobody better in the country to talk to than who's in our studio right now. If you're smart enough to get Fox Nation, you see the former Secretary of State, the 66th Secretary of State of the United States, Condoleezza Rice. Now she's running everything at the Hoover Institute and a senior fellow on public policy. Great to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
It was so nice of you to give us some time, and how fortuitous for me that this Russia...
What a day.
Oh, my, out of everything that you've studied, you're a... That was your focus in college and your master's, Soviet Union.
Right.
And then it fell apart and made it a little bit more challenging. So your thoughts about what took place over the weekend, the biggest surprise for you?
Well, the biggest surprise for me is that if our intelligence agencies knew something was brewing among the Wagner group, and apparently we did, then the Russians must have known, too, that something was brewing. They have moles inside of all of these groups. Why didn't they do something to head it off? Why did it get to the point that you had Prigozhin on social media and on television talking about marching on Moscow?
And how bad a war this
and
is.
How bad
and how
a war.
There are no Nazis here.
Right. Well, that's probably the most damaging thing that he did. Is Putin has had this narrative that this is a just and necessary war because of the West and the Nazis in Ukraine and so forth. And Prigozhin, one of his closest allies, just blew that up and said, no, we could have negotiated with our brothers in Ukraine. We didn't have to lose all of these people. And now Putin needs to answer for that, too, because that's been an unspoken view all around Moscow. Putin started this war thinking it would be over in 5 days. It would never touch the lives of people in Moscow. It's touching the lives of people in Moscow big time now. And he hasn't been able to now hold on to this fiction that this was a just war.
And don't you think, Madam Secretary, that if Vladimir Putin wanted to show strength and could, he would? We haven't seen him since Saturday morning. He went to St. Petersburg when the attack took place. And then he goes, now today, we're looking at Monday, time zone adjusted, nothing. We just have some statement put out that a couple of countries still recognize Vladimir Putin, a missive of support from China. You've met him.
Yeah.
Would you? How would you characterize what the guy you know from how he's acting?
Well, he has always been, or had always been, confident. He wanted to have an air of invincibility. He was the only option for the Russian people. And this is an incredibly weak response. First of all, to make the deal, after you've said that this was treason, you were going to have these criminals pay, et cetera, and then you make a deal to let Prigozhin go to Belarus. By the way, if I were Prigozhin, I'd be careful about open windows, and I'd be careful about anything that might taste slightly metallic. Putin will not, I think, let Prigozhin live for terribly long because he remains a threat as long as he's alive. But the other thing that I have to say about this is, yes, where is Putin? I suspect they're trying to get their act together. They're trying to figure out what is the explanation for having made this deal. But the longer that he doesn't speak to it, the more social media and the chatter in Moscow is really overwhelming everything. And he's losing control of the narrative.
And I'm sure you saw how the Wagner group was received in Roscoe and then through the towns as they just move through all of them. They shoot down three choppers and they just stop 175 or 200 miles from Moscow. So we know that already. But my sense is this. If he does go to Belarus, I'm sure he's got his guys with him to a degree, don't you think?
I'm sure he does, but Vladimir Putin has shown the incredible ability to hunt down his enemies. And so I think he will be – I just
but
can't
the best
believe
guys in the country seem to be on the Wagner group.
Well, the Wagner group is spread out around the world, remember. They've got people in Syria. They've got people in Africa. And so a lot of these Wagner group folks who were fighting soldiers who were fighting in Ukraine – were prisoners who were taken out of the prisons and put forward. They're fierce and they are brutal. But how good they are, I don't know. I just think that for Putin, this is chapter one. He effectively lost chapter one. Now he's got to figure out how he wins the next one. And here I completely agree with Jack Keane. The last thing he can do is say, well, yes, they're right. The war in Ukraine was a mistake. Ukraine war now is the war that could make him Nicholas I. Now, who was Nicholas I? He was the Tsar that lost the Crimean War and started the downward slide of the Russian Empire. And so with all of his history, and right. He is a history buff, with all of his history in his mind, you know, Brian, he once told me, the only time Russia has been great is when it's been ruled by great men like Peter the Great and Alexander the Second. That's who he thought he was. He's in great danger now of just being a failed Tsar, and that's got to worry him.
It does. Sometimes I think, you know, he looks back, he was part of the G7 or G8. He was part of the family of nations. People were trying to get him going economically. You know, look at Bill Browder, who's just with Hermitage Capital. They killed Maginsky and all these things. He goes, yeah, we were all over there making money. We thought they did. Right. We're making a sincere effort towards a degree of capitalism. Right. At one point, somehow either he changed or his objectives were never as they appeared.
Well, he certainly was a nationalist from the very beginning. I think once the Soviet Union collapsed as a young KGB officer, he was humiliated by that. He decided eventually he'd get to rebuild the Russian Empire. That, I think, was there. I do think that he valued his role in the world. I remember, Brian, when he made all of us, the President of the United States, the Chancellor of Germany, come to the 300th celebration of the founding of St. Petersburg. And it was this huge thing with, you know, people spray-painted gold. He loved being on the international right. stage. He's now turning his country into a large North Korea, back at the borders of Peter the Great. This is why you're hearing these, well, Qatar supports us, China supports us, because he's still trying to have that image that he matters in international
right.
politics.
Right, and one thing they did is something that Trump wasn't able to do, get them off free, cheap Russian oil and gas.
Yeah.
Nord Stream 1 is now blown up, and Nord Stream 2 will never happen, even though Joe Biden had given in
right.
and said, well, it's almost done anyway. I'm just going to share this with you. The main intelligence directorate of the Ukraine reported that Russia is considering an attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Russia's troops have turned the plant into a heavily fortified military base. The reactor's cooling system is mined.
Yeah.
So we'll just see if they try to change the subject.
Yeah.
But how do you feel, Condi, about us getting the ATACMs they need, the F-16s they asked for, and stop fearing escalation? They started this war. We can't lose it. The Ukraine can't lose it.
Brian, you're absolutely right. I said all along that I think the Biden administration has done the right things too slowly. So instead of anticipating that the Ukrainians were going to need air defenses, we waited until the Russians were using the
Patriots. Said no Patriot, then gave them Patriots.
Then gave them Patriots. We said no tanks, then gave them tanks. Now it's aircraft, fighter aircraft. Oh, well, now we'll give them to them. So we've not anticipated what was coming and been all in giving equipment to Ukraine. It's time to really double down. And by the way, I just want to say this to the internal debate in the United States. Anybody who thinks that now the United States supporting Ukraine all out is the wrong policy just has to look at what's happening in Russia today. This is an historic moment for the world. If you want to teach Xi Jinping a lesson about Western power, about the ability to control events
Absolutely.
In the international system, if you want to say, oh, by the way, Afghanistan, that humiliation in Afghanistan, forget about that. Look at what we're doing in Ukraine. If you want to say NATO is stronger with Finland and Sweden, this is our moment, don't back down now.
But the problem is the President of the United States doesn't explain it, why it matters to the U.S. And the one thing about you guys, you say constantly, this is what Iraq means. This is what it could mean. I don't care where you stand on it. We had an explanation. But I feel like General Jack Keane and Lindsey Graham are doing a better job explaining why it's important than the President and Secretary of State, because this is what it means to the West. I thought Jack Keane put it perfect. By using 5% of our military budget, we have degraded Russia over 50%. It's probably over that.
Probably
and
more.
On their choice, they are one of our chief enemies in the world.
And we've knocked a hole in the relationship without limits between Xi Jinping and Putin.
Right.
You know, when people say, well, we should be concentrating on China. Well, this gives us a lot of leverage also in reminding China that the United States and its allies can be quite formidable. And, oh, by the way, Ukrainians aren't asking for American boots on the ground. They're asking us to give them the equipment to fight this fight.
Right, and they're trying to kill. They're trying to blow up hospitals and kill civilians because they can't beat the Ukrainian war. Lastly, is the State Department capable of facing down China all around the world with this Belt and Road program? Shouldn't they be fanned out in Guatemala? Shouldn't they be fanned out in Brazil and in Colombia and in throughout Africa and provide an alternative? Empty that building. Get these people out to let them know we're not looking to extort you. We're looking to support you. And what the Belt and Road program is, this can't be a one-person job. Yeah. And that vision's got to be explained, don't you think?
We need to be much more active in this way because the Chinese are not actually giving these people a very good deal. They get a lot of debt, and if they can't pay it back, the Chinese claim the port. We have a much better deal. We will help you build an economy where you will get jobs for your people, where there will be foreign investment, where your economy will grow. We did something like this in the Bush administration when we gave lots of assistance through the Millennium Challenge Corporation to countries to build their economies. And, oh, by the way, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, which saved 25 million lives, that's still something that is greatly appreciated in Africa. America, when it leads with power, compassion, and creativity, China will be no match. But you're right, we are not out there in the way that we need to be, particularly, by the way, in places like Latin America, which are in our backyard.
Right, and we can't ignore the great chance to reprogram our manufacturing.
Yes.
I don't want to get you involved in politics. That would be demeaning you, but for the most part, what concerns you most about the state of our country right now?
What concerns me most about the state of the country right now is that Americans are losing faith in their own institutions. Our founding fathers gave us the greatest institutions ever bequeathed to humankind. I mean, they're remarkable. And yet you have people who want to say those institutions are elitist and they're not for you. And we have others who say, oh, they're soiled by slavery and so don't believe in them. We have young people, and I teach some of them, who don't actually know the difference between socialism and capitalism. And so they say, well, socialism doesn't sound so bad. We're doing a terrible job, Brian, of telling the American story, of telling the possibilities of the American story, to bring yourself from whatever circumstances you have in life to better circumstances. Our educational system is failing our poorest kids. We've just seen these reports of what's happening to math scores and to English scores. What worries me
for the people that need it most,
for the people that need it most,
for the disadvantaged
what worries me most is what we're doing to ourselves. We need to refocus again on America's promise.
Fixable,
but we've got to start doing it, and we've got to challenge those who say that America is not a land of opportunity. What greater land of opportunity is there on the earth?
And you're somebody who grew up in the segregated South.
I grew up in the segregated South. I don't look at America with rose-colored glasses, but I'll tell you something. I've been all over the world. Nobody deals better with difference than the United States of America. Nobody gives opportunity to those who are different like the United States of America. And it's the reason we are the great country that we are, is that despite our history, despite all of the problems that we've had in our history, we keep working brick by brick, step by step, to make we the people a more inclusive concept. And we've done a lot. We've got more to do. But I really reject the idea that this is not the land of opportunity.
And I get worried selling the 250 years of America's past,
yes,
that we're not going to celebrate it, and it's only a couple of years away.
Yes.
Ms. Secretary, thanks so much for coming in. It's always great to see you.
Great to be with you.
All right. I only wish I could have had a professor like you over it. I could have gotten into Stanford with my grades. That was the problem. Great to see you.
Great to see you too, Brian. Thank
Back
you.
In a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text MEETER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's MEETER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm a dark horse candidate. I recognize that. But we have seen over the last couple of days that we need people that have a real experience when it comes to national security. And look, Donald Trump has some good ideas, but he lacked an understanding of the second and third and fourth order effects of those ideas. He lacked an ability to leverage the government in order to execute on those things.
And that is a little of Will Hurd. And I thought he was great over the weekend. He got a slot on one of the Sunday shows. You know, he declared he's running for president. And I think, you know, look at his resume. Congressman, couple of terms, border state, Texas, in a very purple district, won twice. Worked with Beto O'Rourke, when has a reputation of working across the aisle. Then he spent 9 years in the CIA. He's also of African-American descent. And shows a diversity with Hispanic in his background, too. Shows a diversity of thought and an ability to understand world affairs and an understanding also, at the very least, of immigration. I'm not sure what is going to get him and where he's going. He's definitely in the back. But Look, the governor of North Dakota, same thing. Unbelievably qualified, self-made success story. But they're going to need some momentum. They're going to have to find a way to get noticed. And I don't know how you go ahead and do that. But I do appreciate him on foreign policy. That's where he's going to distinguish himself. Here's what Will Hurd said when it comes to Vladimir Putin, cut 12.
And what we've also learned, and the thing that I get frustrated, this old-fashioned concept of escalation. You know, the Biden administration is always talking about we can't do something or we can't help our allies because we're going to escalate. What did Vladimir Putin do when he had somebody barreling down the highway to come to Moscow? He didn't escalate.
He backed down.
He capitulated.
Yeah.
And so we should learn from that.
And that's why get them what they need to be successful. I've never seen a more savvy group, more dedicated group of fighters. Most of them had other jobs prior, but they've all been trained. They've been hardened. They've lost loved ones, or they've been forced to deal with the fact that their family's been sent away to another country, and they watch their hospitals being blown up. They watch their schools being razed. They've seen their country leveled in many cases, and they're still standing through the harsh winter and now through the summer. Now the tanks are there. Just get them what they need to be successful. I don't think it's too much to ask. The ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, on Face the Nation, real quick, on Wagner and what they were doing, cut 14.
Prigozhin himself spent most of the 1980s in prison because he's a career criminal. Wagner operates in states in Africa and elsewhere, not because they're patriots who are executing policy on behalf of the Russian government. They're there to get access to gold mines, oil resources, and so forth. This is a money-making organization, corrupt organization, that the United States correctly treats as a transnational criminal organization.
And what happened is, when they came out and spoke out against the war, how inept the regular Russian army was in Bakhmut, how many guys they lost because they didn't have proper arms and ammunition, they came out and said, the war is dumb, we are not winning it. They evidently were reportedly giving up positions of the Russian army, who then turned around and did the same thing to the Wagner group, to the Ukrainians. Bad stuff.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.